Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 FC,
check this out, man. Richie in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio. The kid, Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man, Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
I need not explain this. Now. It must
funky homo sapien is chillin'.
Hey, my man Domino, yo, he chillin'.
Die for radio. You already know how it goes down. It's a beautiful Saturday. This is the Drodian Show. I'm your special host, Dire Lansky, Die 4 in the house. You already know. Sneaks can be joining us in just a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and head things off. Obviously, that was 93 to infinity, Souls of Mischief with a banger. We've had a privilege having A+. We about to have my man O, because he's dope, you know what I'm saying, on the show. Definitely, you know, rock out some hieroglyphic tunes and chop it up with him. You know, people that have been as relevant as long as he and his crew have, you know, they're obviously gonna definitely know what they want to talk about. So, saying that, we're gonna talk about some good things, some substance, you know, the usual .4 format. So definitely, they're gonna be joining us a little bit. Everybody, listen online if you want to call in 646-200-4945. Press 1 to speak to the host. Everybody that's on the phone lines already, if you want to speak, all you got to do is press 1. I'll come to you. We'll chop it up, see where you're calling from, see what's happening with you on a beautiful Saturday. It's 5:30 here on the West Coast, beautiful Los Angeles, 8:30 for my East Coasters, and you already know how it goes down. I'm going to go real quick into a little bit of this, you know what I'm saying, this White Crows, my man Razzcast and Mr. Long, Doffel Radio. Come on.
Yeah. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock. Now don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. Get the picture, nigga, me and my people aboard with you. You can kick rocks till your toes bleed, walking out on slow speed, that's exactly what you foes need. The White Crows be the antidote, and y'all niggas getting cured by them rhymes you wrote. We brought the essence to you adolescents, like when that real hip-hop shit had a presence. This is it, we're the raw uncut, bringing the ball back up, keeping you all starstruck, taking the hide and fuck. I got a beef with whack rappers cause they tank the game. Shit, it's all convoluted, it just ain't the same. I gotta beef with dope rappers cause they just complain that they can't maintain, so they have to refrain. Mr. Long is unprecedented, the way I represent it, I call it like I see it and I say it like I meant it.
You fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock, rock.
Scram, beat it, kick rocks and chase them. See, I don't captain save a hoe, I replace them. And I don't hang with no bitch niggas, I erase them. About face them, the transporter, Jason Statham. Snatch them off the stage like Juggalo shows. A group of Negroes becomes a murder of crows. Plus I murder the pros. Pink game is epic, gimmicky rappers, adios, see the exit. Cause you the type of weirdo buying hookers off of Craigslist. We be on a dynamic duo, the meth and red shit. Blackout, air to whack out. That's why I'm hotter than a crack house. Hip-hop is my journey. Rap nowadays is corny. 99% of these famous niggas bore me. I hope major labels disappear, cause I don't like a lot of what I gotta hear.
You fake bitches kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock, rock.
Yeah, rap God, that's me. I'm the divine manifestation, the supreme incarnation. There are other rap gods, but I am rap God. And they know that from the bay to the bricks.
I had a gold mic for my whole life. I better rhyme, I really need to be the ball type. I got a cold right, I'm a foul part. I got a mouth full of run, I got an overbite.
Crush any rhymer, see me mama got the flow of 20 rhymers. Any kind of rhymer, beat,
plenty for rhymers. Henny Remy and plenty of llamas. He with the goddess, but this ain't the bodice. The bodice, comedic magician, then God in his head. Cause Greek gods come from Egypt like Herodotus said. Heavy as fuck, smabbing an ebony truck. Not rich, but I never need bucks. Whenever he ready, he better rip. And I regret that he said that he ready to buck. Your whole career, you on some devilish shit. So if I let you claim rap, God having a split. Malevolent, intelligent, witty bitch. City committee president, belling with the elegant clicks.
And hell of the spliff and telling them myths and selling them what I'm compelling them with. Benevolent, heaven sent, reverend, ever since I was rebelling with Delaney Puff, Delaney Puff, Delaney Puff, Delaney Puff.
I'm gonna kill you because my God is bigger than your God, better than your God. In fact, I don't even recognize your God. I'm going to murder you.
Ain't no coming back, dog. I live to your graph, my life on two paths. Thought slabs, you smoking ass, fuck grass. Off a bam, start blast. Emotional pussy with poet, no I'm not a liar. Cause you ain't spit fire since Nick took Mariah. You're the back boy, you're the back boy. Act to the back for the cat boy. Them pussy bars like the backrest on a bad boy. Flying on a man, they call for panic, y'all. And it's not the one you want to hand the ball, Neanderthal. Kick back, I got the sandals off in Panama. Looking hard as hell is with the Bernard Gazelle's on. I don't play it modest, I just play the hardest. Why your favorite artists always wanna play with
the well, I'm about to style, and I flip out the crowd, and I get foul and wild, and I rip out his mouth, and I quick bow and smile, and I carve out his throat, and storm out his junk, preserve his nerves and his brains.
I'm a crash bag, I'm a blast bag, and when you didn't write rounds on the trash bag, I got a smash that, cause I'm a rap god, I try to snatch that, better give it back, dog.
I got the cherubim, bring up the cerebrum, you can't prepare for them, better beware of them, I bring the nephilim, this is the rock my heat, when I rock my name, with the best of them,
and I'm the nemesis. About to finish this kid off, spit giant Genesis, Genesis 6-4. Fallen angel, my fallen, they calling it terrible. Rapping to them trumpets that topple the walls of Jericho. The real rap God out on Bandcamp. With a lot of my other shit, I slide and smother shit.
You got a cash stack, but that fast rap useless like hair on an ass rack. I'm intrusively abusive, and you confuse me with music. I'm used elusively.
Your little fan, but now my fan. Here is something you can't understand.
Die for radio, in the place to be. Big shout out to all the supporters, all the fans, everybody listening online. You know what I'm saying? 646-200-4945, and we'll connect you. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Todd Davis. Big shout out to the Coalition. Big shout out to the Drodians. Man, big shout out to Casual. He think he rap god. That's definitely banger right there. Blessed to have Casual on the show. Like I said, we had A+, you know, waiting on the other Hyro crew to get in here. But, you know, just beautiful things happen. Look out for Dyer Lansky's new LP coming very, very soon. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, man, can't wait for it, to tell you the truth. Look at Dyer for doing more shows, different types of stuff on the radio, you know, contests, public events. I mean, the whole thing. Like, we really going to, in 2014, we're going to push this up. Also, look out for the compilation coming, Do the Knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And also, if you want them Do the Knowledge shirts, so I'm going to be putting on the website here in the next day or two, definitely holler at me and we'll get them sent out to you. You know what I mean? And that's real shit. But, you know, when it really comes down to it, we're here for this music as much as is new beautiful merchandise is out there, everything, you know. But, man, we're here for this music. So one other thing, too. I do want to bring up any independent artists out there, independent producers, you know what I'm saying, definitely hit me up because we are going to start doing a Wednesday show where it's not necessarily going to be judged by a signed artist, but he's going to be able to get feedback, you know what I'm saying, and you know, we're not going to put you on a panel to where you win something. Obviously, if you're really good, some of these artists are going to be like, yo, I want to holler at you at the back line. I mean, you got to be really good. But at the same time, you know, you want that opportunity to really show what you got. And they're going to be live on the line. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a show 5:30 Pacific time. Yeah, 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 East Coast time. You know what I'm saying? So definitely let us know. That's something we definitely want to help out, you know, the independent artists with, because when it comes down to it, too, everybody's been an independent artist at one time or the other. I mean, that's really the way it goes. So any feedback you can give, you know, I always take, especially from people that are establishing the game, any criticism I get is constructive. And I don't want to be cliche like that, like constructive criticism. Nah, take it as that. You know, if they say, hey, the concept is good or this and that, but let's go back to the drawing board. Well, you know, let's go back to the drawing board. You know, what do you have to lose by working a little bit harder and doing a little bit more research on whatever it is? And a lot of the people we have on the show and the guests that we have done it in an extreme way, to where there was no internet, there was no Twitter, there was no Facebook, there was no even no MySpace and stuff like that. They really had to go into a studio and drop shit on tape and really have somebody know what they're doing and really promote that and really distribute it, you know. So anything they're going to say, whether they like your music or not, is going to be well worth hearing. And that's just the way it goes. I got my 510 caller in the house. 510, who are we speaking with? Die 4 Radio.
What's happening? This is Tajay from the Hieroglyphics Crew, Souls of Mischief in the house. What's happening?
What's happening, homie? Just blessed to have you here. And actually, it kind of goes to my point of what I'm saying. Here we definitely got an OG in the house, musician, and, you know, at one point in time, you know, everybody was an independent artist, and but the game has changed tremendously, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, for us, we were lucky because we were signed originally, you know, and then we went indie, so it's been a kind of different kind of trajectory for us, you know?
Yeah.
And then also, we kind of went indie right when the internet cracked off. I mean, not compared to what it is now, but as far as we were able to start booking shows at colleges and stuff like that, because a lot of college students had email and had online access. It was before, you know, most households had it, before most businesses had it, but it was helpful to us because we were able to create a sort of a network of colleges and venues that now is pretty much the underground circuit. When I look at the tour sheets of where these guys are going, I'm like, wow, we did. This guy was throwing the show. We did his first rap show ever, you know, almost 20 years ago now, you know, trip.
Well, I opened the show with 93 Till Infinity. Right. And I was blessed also to have A-Plus on the show. We've had Casual on the show too, but I was kind of talking about 93 Infinity. And it's interesting that you say it like that because, you know, I'll ask you too, did you ever think that a track like that, I mean, how much realer can the name a name of a song be that you listen to it now and people hear it for the first time or over again and it's still like their favorite song ever? I mean, you really captured the words of that song. I mean, Till Infinity, that was 93. It's crazy.
Yes, I never expected it to be like this. I mean, you know, rap was more underground. You know, the biggest guys were only going platinum, except for the Vanilla Ices and sort of Hammer. So we didn't think we were going to, you know, be around 20-something years later with, you know, probably even more popularity than at the time, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, but you guys are so musically talented, and I have to say music because, you know, again, growing up, I grew up through the golden era, we listened to other types of music and loved hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But you know, like I grew up listening to blues and boogie woogie and jazz and classical and all sorts.
That's what everybody who grew up in the first sort of wave were, you know, first eras of hip hop. There was no hip hop, so we all grew up on other music. That's what we made hip hop out of. It's kind of a shame now because a lot of kids, I think, only listen to hip hop. I mean, rap dudes, they'll come up to me and be like, "I don't listen to nothing but hip hop." I'm like, "That ain't hip hop. That's closed-mindedness."
Yeah.
You know, imagine if Kool Herc or, you know, Grandmaster Flash or Marley Marl or somebody only listened to hip-hop, our music would be just drum patterns, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. But I think that's
intentional.
I think that's a little bit, though, the disconnection now, though, is when you, I guess when you make hip-hop now that sounds like your favorite artist right now, that's what, I mean, that's what everybody did, but we incorporated real music into it. So when you are emulating, and there's nothing wrong with Fruity Loops, I don't want to say this, but when you're emulating just like some synthesizers on a Fruity Loops beat, there's only so much substance that your music's going
to
have.
Yeah, there's not that much depth to it,
And it's a shame, though, because of the access to the material. You know, even if you're downloading music for free or whatever it is, like you can, right there on YouTube, you don't even have to download anything. You'd be like, you know what, I want
to
see what, what Sly, Family Stone is talking about. I want to see, it's all right in front of them. It's like they don't use it.
It ain't the same. They don't have to leave the house to go to a record store. They don't got to get in trouble by their parents for going through the old records. But it's also like, you know, the library is there too. You know, or Google is in everybody's phone. But you know, you read people's tweets. It's like nobody can spell. Nobody knows the proper usage of words, etc. So it's really about what are people looking for when they get onto the web. And for the guys who are into music and music heads, it's a great resource. But if you're only into hip hop or one genre within the subgenre of hip hop, I mean, you have to ask. It's always about asking the right questions. You know, and a lot of people aren't asking the right questions because they just sort of have this monotone ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird because imagine, I'm 38, so imagine if we were kids, like I got into college with one set of encyclopedias, a dictionary, and a library card, you know? Like now, all that information is in your pocket. And fools don't even, like my kids ask me questions like, Dad, what does this mean? I'm like, don't ask me anything. Go into your pocket and look, or go into a dictionary. And that's how I learned when I was a kid. Is, hey, go to the dictionary. If there's a deeper question, hey, we're going to go to the library. So we just got to start asking the right questions. And that's with music, too. I mean, you can dig in the crates all day online, free practically, and find awesome stuff. One thing that is kind of frustrating is that everything hasn't been uploaded and everything will not be uploaded. So you're still going to have to dig in the crates and give you at least one turntable, you know, because it's the same with books and everything. Every book is an e-book. You know, and some of the most prominent, important books aren't e-books, so you're not going to find them online, you know? So it's kind of like use all of the tools at your disposal if you're going to be an artist. You know, I mean, rap is cool, but I didn't grow up just listening to rap, and none of the rappers of my era grew up just listening to rap, and maybe that's why we have, you know, a more diverse style.
Yeah, but again, you have to bring in the point with music, even with your guys' instrumentals. I mean, it's music. It's, you know, and I don't know. I think, though, if they do the research, and there are some kids. Look, I have a kid that calls up the show out of Philadelphia, Josh Haynes. He's very supportive to Die For Radio and everything. He's 20 years old and lives in the East Coast and says, he'll tell you about stuff that Eazy-E did and, you know, before he was even in WA and really does the research. So there is a group of kids that are out there doing their thing. But it would make their music better. Am I right? Especially, like you said, that's kind of the with it.
I kind of look at it like even if you don't like vegetables, eat them. They're going to make you stronger and more healthy. And it's the same with the music. Like even if you prefer – I mean, we're dealing with kids who are just raised up on cereal and Red Bull. You know, that's kind of like what if you listen to just one genre, I mean, even if you just eat carrots, at certain points you're going to have an overdose of the nutrients in carrots. You know, like, you got to be diverse. And I'm not cracking on the young whippersnappers because I meet dudes all the time that are real diggers, not just hip-hop diggers, but look through everything. And they're the ones that are ending up making, you know, new kinds of music, you know? I mean, you look at, like a guy like Iman Omar, or, you know, like there's a lot of young dudes that are making new types of music. And so they can't possibly just have listened to rap music, you know?
Why
would you not use all the resources at your disposal? It just doesn't make sense to me.
And that's my point. Why wouldn't you? It doesn't make sense. Like even if you don't like it. And it's crazy because I used to buy CDs back in the day just so I could talk about it to say if it was whack or not. You had to buy the whole CD, though. You couldn't preview it on iTunes. But at least I knew what I was talking about. And there was always maybe a couple songs. You know, if I knew it was trash, you know, obviously it's trash. If I'm not feeling the artist, that it just is what it is. But you did take risks. It's almost like the
all
fans.
The time.
I mean, you don't take a risk with music anymore, though. you know, before I do this,
you can just
eat
the dessert every time. You can, it's like it's Swanson's dinner, and you can just eat the little dessert every time. You know, it, I mean, that's what a la carte did to music, you know. But it also, it kind of put people on their toes because a lot of guys are coming out with records with 3 good tracks and 9 BS tracks. So, you know, it's, you can't stop time. Time is moving forward. I think there's a renaissance going on as far as people really digging and getting into making real music, getting real musicians to play stuff. A lot of not sampling. I mean, our parents criticized us for sampling. You know, and
no,
when they did that, it made us start flipping loops even more innovatively, you know, like, and chopping and muffling and speeding stuff up. You know, like, there's always going to be this sort of, every generation is going to be like, hey, this is real music, this is real music. And there's always going to be a group that creates something dope. There's always going to be mainstream. There's always going to be underground, pop, whack, all that stuff. So I'm just trying to look at it with the proper framework and seek out those who are really doing a damn thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to obviously go to some of your music, and we got the phone line starting to blow up. But with these newer school artists, I got to ask, because it's been the same answer every time. And I'm talking from newer generation, like West Coast people, like Badass we just had on the phone, to old school East Coast dudes like PMD and Grandmaster Caz, who he's on the show. What's one of the newer artists right now that you're definitely feeling? It could be West Coast, East Coast, down south, doesn't matter.
Man, I like all the pro-era dudes, and I like TDE. Those are my favorites right now as far as young dudes who really spit. So, you know, the whole Black Hippie and the whole pro-era CJ Fly, you know what I'm saying? Oh, rest in peace, Steve-O, Joey Badass. You know, just cats is just like about their craft and really into it for the craft. And there's another group out of Seattle called The Physics I like, too. They're dope.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, I'll probably ask you, didn't you guys back in the day do some shows with the Visionaries?
Yeah, we've done a bunch of shows with Visionaries.
Well, what's up with them? I haven't heard much from them lately.
Man, I haven't seen them in a while either, man. You know, like with us, it's kind of like we've hit a point where we've kind of been headlining our own shows for a long time. So we openers kind of switch out in and out, but a lot of times the guys are sort of on a similar level as us. We don't see because they're headlining their own sort of shows, you know?
And that just came out. I just had thought of it. Just went back to a time I used to go to a lot of your guys' shows, and, you know, definitely the live music is ridiculous. But, so let's do this. Man, I'm going to get into this, the mayor, and our phone lines are starting to blow up, and we can come back, and I still got some more questions for you, and we're just going to join out of hip-hop, man. So, but, yeah, as soon as I posted on Twitter, you was online. These phone lines started going crazy. So my 720-818s, my 717, my 917s, my 562s, I see everybody. I'm going to get to you. Right now we're going to bump some music, hieroglyphics. Come on.
I'm a hardline flow pressure. Professor, I ain't in it for the fame, but I want to live forever. I'm so mega with the mo better. Capital letter, if you don't get it, go get a Rosetta Stone. Either way you translate it, you better just let it be known that daddy's home. I'm taking off my belt. I was staring in the eyes of my enemy and saw myself. Then the law got dealt to the peasants in my presence. I'm the best in it, even if I didn't have a red cent. The resident who the blessing it. Representative of how to wreck it while the record's spinning. Comes well recommended. You won't see me test my limit before my second win hit. Pancake batter, gray matter, grab a dame by the mane, have a love the way I came at her.
When we step into your city, keep it grimy, get ready to high road committee. Run shit like the mayor, party over here, what's all over there? When we stomp into your area, everywhere we are, no one can do it better now. We run shit like the governor, but we gon' let it do what it did, what it does, huh? We run shit like the mayor.
No matter the subject matter, the rigors to which I subject matter with my interdimensional spit unparalleled. Did you omit the progenitor click? Invented this shit in your well-spun fairy tale?
tell why. Give specs respect due. The truth will protect you. And next to you'll see growth essential. Measurement ain't even relevant or evident. In the shadow of a mountain shouting how big your pebbles is. Well, rock on. I'm such a generous gentleman who at times is reticent to denigrate degenerates. It's mean. I'd rather disseminate the medicine. I mean, all smart soldiers imitate the veterans. Congressional medalists for 14 tours. Really here for one thing, your progression and betterment. Sheep herding veterans, bailing in the desert wind, spreading this gospel to any hostile settlement.
When we step into your city, keep it grimy, get gritty, the high road committee. Run shit like the mayor. Party over here, what's all over there? When we stop into your area, everywhere we are, I know what can do it better now. Run shit like the governor, but we gon' let it do what it did, what it does, huh?
Catch me hanging out with none of them dudes, none of them fools. Left them trying to run the bamboo for 100 grand in shoes and tie the hat, the cruise dip. Plus the new shit that we're riding, tighten up loose lips. Blue chips, the top pick, the crew sick, and you pick the topic. Bruce spit hot shit, seduce the subconscious, cause I'm just lyrically obnoxious but conscious. These niggas better feel me or chill be. Don't ice grill me, just blow nice. But really, I only smoke spliffs. Kush like Nubia, Kush like the Hawker King, the swing darker. Still shine, no prime flow when it's time for the rhyme flow.
When we step into your city, keep it grimy, get gritty, the high road committee. Run shit like the mayor, party over here, what's all over there? When we stomp into your area, everywhere we are, I know what can do it better now. We run shit like the governor, but we gon' let it do what it did, what it does, huh? We run shit like the mayor, we run shit like the mayor, yeah, we run shit like the mayor. We run shit like the mayor. Yeah, hieroglyphics, you know we run shit. All rappers run scurry high to see a little hole, you know what I mean?
Dafo Radio in the house. You already know how it goes down. Music with substance, people. I got with my hieroglyphic fam in the house. You already know. Now, I got to go, and I'm going to hit these callers. I got a question, though. Being a group, and you've, regardless of what you guys have achieved as a solo artist and whatnot, you know, not taking anything, but how has it been through all these years always with a group? I mean, is it a blessing, or sometimes it's like, oh, man, like – I mean, because there's not a lot of people that can pull off just rap careers for themselves personally. How have you guys done it?
I think us having, well, we're in two groups, you know, the Souls of Mischief and the Hieroglyphic, and then also having the freedom because we're independent to do independent, I mean, do solo records. It just, it makes it easier. You know, like, if we wanted to, we could be out 365 days of the year at different things. You know what I'm saying? We do a 60-day Souls, then we do, you know, Hunter shows, high roads, do some solo stuff, you know, team up. So really just having that flexibility has been good. So they mediate each other. I mean, you look at it, we're really, it's us and De La, the only groups left, you know. It's a trip, like, out of everybody, you know. So it's kind of that's crazy. That it must be difficult because there are no rap groups. You only see, like, solo artists, you know.
Yeah, and again, it's hard enough for them.
Yeah.
But you guys have
It's easier when it's a group, though. Like, I mean, to me, it's easier. You have to write fewer bars. You got people that can back you up. They got skills. It's like being a team. It's like playing a team sport in a one-on-one. You know, you have way more advantages if it's four of us versus in a field that's people doing by themselves, you know? Like,
yeah,
we got hype men built in. We got security built in. You know what I'm saying? No, we got support group and entourage all built in. It's not like we need to have, because you never see solo dudes by themselves. You always see them with 30 other guys, you know? Like, so.
And one rapper.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we got all that stuff built in, so it's actually easier.
That's dope. That's dope. I'm going to hit the 720 caller, 720-255, live on Dafo Radio. What's happening?
Hello?
You live on the radio. Who are we speaking with?
Me?
Yes, sir.
It's Grant, man, from Aurora, Colorado.
What's going down, man? Peace.
What's going on, you guys? What's going on? Damn, dude, I cannot believe I'm talking to you guys right now. This is crazy. Just wanted to say I'm a huge freaking fan, man. I love Power Movement, man. That song has gotten me through so much stuff, dude. And honestly, I kind of feel like it set the bar for me for what I want to listen to. And just sickest flow on that track, man. And
man, I really appreciate that.
Dude. Yeah, I saw you guys when you were down in Denver for 420 at Castleman's, and man, I was super high, super, super jamming. It was a good night, man. It was a really good night.
Yeah, that was fun, man. We did 3 shows in 24 hours. We did Denver, Tahoe, and Santa Cruz at 420, man. It was a lot of good time.
Damn, yeah, it was cool, man. It was super sweet, and I don't even know what to say, man, because you guys, the whole Souls of Mischief crew is just, man, you guys have gotten me through so much, and
we appreciate it. We're going to keep coming with it, man. We got a new
heck
album.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah, one more.
Do you have any more work coming out with Supreme X?
Man, you know, those records are super conceptual, man, so we kind of look at what's going on, and those records take a while to write, but yeah, hopefully we're going to be working on something new, like some crazy. You know, we just had to outdo the last record. So the first one was about being like a hologram. Second one was about like space monkeys and prophecies and stuff. So I just want to take it to the next level with this next one, musically and with the lyrics, you know?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, man. I'm ready for it, man. I'm kind of like needing it because, I don't know, it seems like it's been kind of, I don't know, really trendy. A lot of like the stuff I've heard over and over before, you know, and I like your style because it's something different. It's always different, and you just seem to take it up a notch every album. So,
man, I appreciate that. We're trying to keep coming with it.
Heck yeah, dude. Heck yeah. Well, thanks for talking with me, man. And I wish nothing but good things for you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate you, Grant, man. Yeah. You know, stay tuned. Obviously, we're going to keep rocking the good tunes, everything. If you got to hang up, you want to listen online, just click the link that I sent out, and you can definitely peep the show, man.
Oh, okay, cool. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Nice talking to you, Dustin, man. How you been?
Man, everything's great. Just doing this hip-hop, man. And, you know, honestly, too, I got to say, with the homie Grant that just called, I used to live in Denver. And got a, you know, I'm an artist myself and producer and got a following out there. And it was nice because growing up in California, obviously big fan, to see how influential you guys are just all over the country.
A-Plus was born in Denver, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Denver's a great state. I mean, a great city.
Yeah,
you know, I had a ball out there when I lived out there. Obviously, I always got to come home sometimes, but... you know, I had a blast out there. Good people, good fans of music, and it was definitely the place to be at that time. Now, going into kind of what you said with conceptual albums, you know, you guys just fluently just can rap and musically so talented. You know, what's kind of your process in the studio? And not asking for like your secrets, but you'd go in and just start vibing to instrumentals. Do you write stuff not hearing instrumentals? I've talked to some people and they're like, you know, I don't write it. I write everything, not listen to anything, and go in and adapt it to a beat. I mean, what's kind of your process with that?
I prefer to know what the beat is that I'm writing to, you know, like because you got to adapt it if not. But me personally, I mean, it's different processes. Like for Souls of Mischief, we go in, somebody sparks it, and then we sort of build off of that. For High Road, we usually all sit and write to a beat at the same time. And then for me, I don't do one song. I'll never do one. I do whole projects. So I sit and think of the concepts for a long time and then start writing. I try to get the concepts and collect the beats first and then start writing. Like, for Tajay, like all my projects are full length kind of things. I don't have no just songs.
Yeah. No, and that's, you know, that's the way I do it. That's the way a majority of the people do it. And like you said, concept, you think about the concept for a long time. And that's a good thing. And that's why the lyrics have so much substance. You know, people think it's sometimes I've been in studios, especially a lot of younger cats. I'd be like, oh, I have my 16 done in 15 minutes. Like, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. Be like, all right, cool. But, you know, fill out the song. You just heard the beat. Like, let's, you know, what's the, you'd be like, what's the hook?
First,
be like, oh, no, I need a hook. Watch,
I'm
going to go
like
in. I'd be like, well, hold on, homie, because, you know, what's this song going to be about? And you see a lot of that not happening right now.
Yeah. No, I, there's no A&R. There's no self-editing. But, I mean, a lot of people like Bill writes fast. Bill's a real fast writer. Me, I'm kind of, I'm quick, but not, you know, like, once I have a concept, it's fast, but it takes me a while to figure a concept.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, to each their own, too, because I do know a lot of talented people that do write just very, very quick. I actually got another one of my homies that doesn't write anything down. He writes it in his head. So he'll just sit there. He doesn't write anything down.
I do
he'll
that
put
when
his
I
whole
drive.
Verse, whether it's 16 or 32, whatever it is, and he'll do it all in his head and then just go spit it out.
I do that when I drive, but when I get home, I write it down.
Yeah,
or record it. If I'm not about to record it, I write it down. Because I'll forget. But,
absolutely,
like, you know,
absolutely.
I'm on a drive. I can probably write a couple songs.
See, yeah, I can't do the head thing. I can, but I got to write it again because I do. I'm a type of person, I write it to the beat. You know, that way, I don't have it.
Like, if I'm driving, I usually listen to only beats, and then I'll just play it over and over again. But even when I write my rap, like, every line, I start it from the beginning and go through the next line because they have to connect, right? You know what I'm saying? So by the time I'm done writing, I have it memorized anyway. So it's the same when I'm driving. I just keep saying it over and over again.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You
now,
know,
not
like I just think of it.
Now, do you still, especially coming from the era that you did, really, you know, having to go into a studio and make music, is that your most comfortable state is to hit a real studio, sit in there, jam out, get the real feelings again, or – you know, can you just record anywhere? Because there seemed like there's a project, Sky Zoo, this a couple years ago, Sky Zoo from Duck Down and Ill Mind put together. And I watched a bunch of behind-the-scenes videos they did it, and they were like, yo, we just dropped it in Ill Mind's, you know, little setup. And obviously you can buy good equipment, get a good setup at your house. But I've talked to other people, and they say, yeah, you know, I got a setup in my house. I never really use it because I have to get those feelings back like when we first started recording music.
Man, I record in my closet.
Yep, there you go.
You know what
I'm
saying?
And look, I
recorded the new record, you know, the new Souls record we recorded with Adrian Young. He's got a special process in the studio, so you got to do it in the studio. But me personally, man, I'll be in my drawers, like in my bedroom, when my kids go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? No, I just record in my closet.
Hell yeah.
Like,
I do the same thing, homie.
I mean,
but again,
you know,
it's not that hard
I
to buy
a
good little
mixed.
Neumann and an Avalon and a computer and a good little sound card, and
that's
you're
exactly
good to go.
That's exactly what
you
I got, a Neumann and an Avalon and a MacBook Pro.
Yep.
And old school Pro Tools LE, like, you know, but I'm the only dude in Harlow that's just a rapper. Everybody else produces too, so I get the beats. I mean, I mix in the studio, but I record. I get the beats from the beat makers,
yeah,
and then record them, and then give them back the vocals, and then they bust it all out. You know, like I don't I'm just a rapper, so I don't need an elaborate setup. It's literally a Neumann TLM 170 or whatever,
yeah,
and then a MacBook Pro and an Avalon compressor.
Yep.
That's it.
That's a beautiful thing, though, nowadays, considering you're just recording on
tape.
Oh, man.
Before we
do,
four-track tape, yeah.
Whew. My goodness. We're going to go some music, and again, we still got some callers, man, so we're going to let them, you know, definitely get it in, and we just, you know, just blessed to have a pioneer as yourself. And you know what I got to say, too? It's not just what you guys have done, but what you are still doing for hip hop consistently. I mean, honestly, how have you stayed so consistent, but yet been able to stay in your lane? Because a lot of people nowadays have to do some sort of transformation. I mean, your guys' following from the get go was so thick. No matter what you did, it continued. No, who can you say out there is doing that right now like Hyro is?
I mean,
what was the
I
consistency?
Think, like you said,
what helped
you
guys
stayed in
do
our
that?
Lane, man. We created a lane where we can come from left field and it's expected because we're Hyro. You know, like some people like are crazy, right? You know, we got stuff like Deltron 3030. This dude is a thousand. You know, he's you know 1,030 years in the future. You know, and that's not weird to us. I mean, to our fans. Then we got stuff like you know our regular Hyro stuff, more more grounded. But I think the lane that we created was that we are creative, so we can come off the wall and it doesn't matter. So there's no need to change up anything. And then, I don't know, I think we came out at a time where we were just, it was cool to be yourself. It was finally cool to be yourself. Like I say De La made it cool to be weird. Like rap made it cool to be sort of the cool guy. Like I got big chains and I got a Cadillac and all that. And then De La was like, yo, but I'm a weirdo. I'm different. And then we're kind of like, yo, we're just normal dudes. We wear a polo and Nikes and, you know, some jeans and just, we were just rap, you know, like, and it's all about the lyrics. So we've been fortunate that we haven't had to reach. And I mean, labels tried to make it. That's the reason we ended up getting dropped, because labels were trying to make us make some sort of Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince type, you know, just more pop records. And once we got dropped and realized that we didn't have to do that in order to maintain our fan base, it just keeps growing. I mean, we go on the shows now and everybody is 19, you know?
Yep. And not only that, and forgive me if I say the name wrong, but A-Plus just dropped an EDM album, Molly Water, right?
Yeah, Molly's Dirty Water, yep.
Dirty Water, so excuse me, I forgot the dirty, but, and I mean, again, we had him on the show and played some of the tracks. I mean, he's like, it's a little different, and I'm almost like, I didn't hear anything different. What, the production's different? Oh, well, you still ripped it. Like, I mean, a good album.
Yeah.
And again, your guys' following is so strong that as long, it just feels like as long as you guys are feeling what you're doing, that your fan base is going to follow you. And again, there's not a lot of people like that. Like, let's look at G-Unit. You know, G-Unit, think about their push in the commercial game, regardless of what they're doing, and now you don't even hear about it anymore. You still hear about 50. You know, you don't hear about Buck.
I think a lot of internal turmoil messed them up, because I think Buck is in the same lane he's always been in, you know, but you got to now find underground case. But, you know, 50 had him sort of captive, and then the IRS went after him, so life's tribulations will mess it up, but it's out of G-Unit. Like, my favorite out of G-Unit is Young Buck. And he hasn't changed at all. You know, he kind of helped with this whole South sound, too, you know, as far as, you know, he had crunk songs and, you know, he was representing Cashville. You know, like, I think Buck stayed consistent the whole time. But I understand what you're saying. Like, when you start adding that industry cut on things, though, it's, man, there's probably, what, Dante Ross, probably Drew Ha, you know, like, three or four guys who really keep it solid as far as A&R dudes who got their ears to the street, because they really still go to the clubs and kick it, you know, be on the scene. But these A&R fools are trying to find the next whatever's out. You know, they're not trying to find the next anything. They're trying to find the next whatever is already out. So when you think about it from that perspective, we got basically douchebags kind of pumping other douchebags. You know, like I can't really I can't really speak on the industry side of it. You know, so. Like, 50 might have some raw. I mean, he always got three or four super ill songs anyways on his record. But
yeah, for sure.
There's a push for him to go pop, so he's got to have them pop records too. And I'm like, I kind of feel like if 50 had stayed the same 50 on maybe, to me, the first two records, because I think his second record with Baltimore Love Thing and, you know, Ski Mask Way and all that, that was hard too. Like,
real hard.
I think if 50 just stayed robbing dudes and maybe make one or two love songs, he'll be fine. But trying to make, I mean, you know, when you think about the club is for trendy people for the most part. When you talk about the club, not the underground set or the, you know, the music people club, but the club. So whatever the trend is, if you're trying to chase the trend or even set the trend, if that's what you're trying to do, it's kind of, you're going to always be, you know, here and there all the time.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't really, you know, but the following too is like, Which is you know, a test of what you guys are doing, because how strong was that push? And even though they had internal things happen and IRS, I understand all that. So that, you know, I'm not saying it as negative, as far as like real negative to them, you know, but they could, you know, like you said, if 50 would have made, you know, been robbing people in a couple of them tracks, it may be fine. But, I mean, you don't really hear anybody say about G-Unit, and obviously they're not together. I agree with you, Buck was the tightest one out of there. Lloyd got flows, but I loved Buck's.
Well, Lloyd and Fabulous, you know, like, if there was no Fabulous, I would say Lloyd Banks is one of the most awesome rappers, but to me, he sounds like Fab. Like, Fab, to me, is super raw, even though he chooses his topics. The best way I put it is that he's like, you know, I'm an architecture student, so he's like an awesome architect, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright type dude, but he's building McDonald's and A&PM, you know, and 7-Elevens. You know what I'm saying? No, but they look awesome, but it's just the content of what he's doing isn't super tight. But Fab is hella raw. I think Lloyd Banks kind of took a, Lloyd Banks was very talented, but I think he took a page from Fabulous book, you know?
Okay, I got you. I got you. Well, definitely, I'm going to hit this this track, and we can let some more callers chop it up with you. And it's, again, just blessed to have you here. And it's funny because just a bunch of things come to mind, even in casual conversation. It's like, oh, but actually, whoop-de-whoop, but, you know, we're here for the music. I'm going to go into this gun fever. We come up right back to you, callers. Don't even trip. My 303s, my 562s, my 818s, you know what I'm saying, and let you holler at the big homie. But until then, there's music. Die for radio. Come on.
Shot echo in the ghetto. We try to keep it mellow, but you gotta keep that metal in a safe up place. A spade is a spade. If a joker come up out of his face, here comes the ace. Murder at the dance hall. Blah, blah, blah. You better have a fast draw if you got that glass jaw. Why these young niggas wildin'? It seems like living in this city is like living on an island. It's hot.
Come visit me. It's real. I wreckish. Had to wield my ratchet just to build my racket. These youngsters ain't acting. They running up and they clacking. Assassins gassing. How you gassing for your last one on some? When the dough is low and so and so. Gun hand jumpy. Better hope it don't. Hey, you been like Gumby with your pokey gone and an enormous hole from the 44 or the fever. Rap raw, been thuggin', sawed off shoddy, hacksaw Jim Duggins. The Remington, 1187 in the Pennington, 50 cal long, takes 50 in the minivan. I hit him from outside of the city span, quicker than any man. It's a showdown, I knew he wouldn't come either. I ain't a gangster, got gun fever.
They wanna be witnesses to the killing of you creatures. I light them up like Dutch and Keeper with my reaper. This is gun sex and I'm a skeeter, not a leaker. Soon as I pull my heater, I'm your leader. Either you eager to bleed or we gon' see if you a bleeder.
Gun fever will leave you running cheater. Your tongue keep weaving and I'll leave your lungs bleeding. Needing some stitches, the cops need descriptions, depictions of the crime scene, asking who did it. Seeing this vicious cycle in my vision keeps me suspicious of passerbys and citizens. People pack pistols in their pocket for protection from predators. You never know when they might set it off.
Radio. We got Tajay in the house. We're going to hit this 562
hey.
Caller. 562 Dafo Radio. You already know what time it is. What's happening?
Did you lose him?
He might. You know what? Because they've been on hold. 562, you rocking?
Mm-hmm. That's the beach. Come on. LBC.
Yeah. He might have it on mute, so we'll definitely come back to him. And actually, I got a Twitter question, too, and obviously this was going to be one of my next questions. But what's going on new with you, personally, the group, new projects, et cetera? My man in Sarasota, Florida, just Twitter messaged that to you.
Okay, well, personally, I'm about 6 weeks away from getting my master's in architecture at Cal, and I got a new project coming out called Rap Noir. It's me and Unjust from Chosen Few. So follow Rap Noir on Twitter. Also, Souls Initiative has a new album coming out called There Is Only Now. It's produced by Adrian Young, who's the guy who did the Ghostface record, Delphonics record. A lot of good stuff. Probably be touring this summer once I graduate. And just chilling,
and by
man.
The way, congratulations on your masters. You know, a lot of people don't know how much, especially with the other profession that you've maintained, how hard I'm assuming that's incredible right there to be able to do both.
Well, you know, we're fortunate that's the good thing about solo acts. You know, OPO is about to hit the road. We do Souls had 4 or 5 shows at South by Southwest, but we're able to bounce off each other and go out in different sort of configurations and still pump the Souls Mission and Hyro brand without having it to be so time consuming that you can't do anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I think a lot of times too, like you said, that brand, that whether it's Souls of Mysteries or Hieroglyphics, that brand, I don't see a lot of people that have, you know, a brand. I mean, I guess you guys, again, you're kind of blessed to have a group, so there's like a movement, even if you guys are alone. You know what I'm saying? It's just y'all, but you don't really see a brand. You I think what's taking off now is a genre of music. And you guys came from an era and still are completing very successfully, sounding different. And back in the day, you were only successful by sounding different.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's
and I hear
true.
One huge complaint right now, and I even like some of his music, but they talk about, and this is from, you know, artists, pioneers, OGs as yourself, they're like, I like Action Bronson, I hate that he sounds like Ghostface.
Yeah,
you know, and there's really people that are
lyrical,
I mean,
content. Yeah,
that from an era that you sounded different to where we are now. I mean, how
well,
do you
now it's important to sound the same almost. You know, it's almost like how can I explain it? I don't want to compare it too much to dancehall because dancehall actually their flows and their styles are very different. But some cat will come out with a flow. And then a lot of cats will do that song, just try to have different lyrics with the same flow. And that's what a lot of dudes are doing. Like, year 2 Chainz came out with a couple styles. Drake's doing it. Big Sean's doing it. You know what I'm saying, though? And then people be like, oh, this is the 2 Chainz stuff. But I'm a freak it. And it's like, that ain't how you rap. Like, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, that's against our code. Like, if I'm doing a song in somebody else's style, it's probably one song and it's a tribute to that person. You know what I'm saying, though? But I'm saying cats is like, oh, you ain't using it right. Let me use that. And that's whacked. That's called, we used to call that biting.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, how have you guys been able to keep the confidence? I mean, I guess you could say you're fans, so I can answer my question, but the confidence to come in an era like this and still do what you guys do, successfully being you.
If we owe that to our fans, if nobody wanted to listen, we probably would be hit low enough to either quit or try to change it up. But our fans have always supported us. Like, you go to Hyro shows, it's cats with tattoos, it's cats with kids named Hyro or named after us. It's multiple generations. It's not, it's like we're kind of like the Grateful Dead or something, you know, something like that, or maybe Metallica or something, you know, like where people raise their kids up on the music and then the kids raise their, you know, put their homies down and stuff. So it's really, we're lucky, man. And the brand is kind of like Nike. Like, we're all like pro athletes who have Nike shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the brand is bigger than all of us. You know, our number one seller on Hyro is Hyro. You know, like
I gotta remember
Dell or Casual.
I want to say it's probably from like 97 to 99. I was going to a lot of concerts. I had a good homie that was like basically an administrator at Staff Pro, so I could always get into wherever it was, you know what I'm saying? But there was this huge phenomenon going around at the time. It included you guys. I brought up the Visionaries, and then it was like Living Legends and the Grouch and, you know, like Abstract Rude. And it was this whole hip-hop community, like you said, people that are naming their kids after them, people that are, you know, that you don't know these people except when you run into them at the show and you know they're going to be at every single one of these shows. And it's just amazing, the whole vibe of everything. I think even stuff they used to do at the San Bernardino Orange Show.
We still do that with the Hey Dudes and Rock the Bells and all that stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just amazing the support that just still comes out of there. And it's a big salute to y'all. And like you said, the fans they're a huge part of it. But you guys have in like you said, a era where people have to sound the same to try to be successful. You guys did sound the same, but it was the same to you. It was your true roots. It was what you. And just to be successful in that, apart from itself, is incredible. I mean, that is a huge in hip-hop. And I'm glad you brought up Drew Hot, too. Big shout out to Drew Hall. A lot of people don't know who that is, but I'm a huge Duck Down fan. I'm a huge Boot Camp fan. I've been blessed to have most of them on the show. But that is definitely a dude behind the scenes that deserves his props like crazy from day one. From day one.
No, definitely, because he's a real hip-hop kid, man. A lot of that, I mean, I think that's what it really comes down to, is that we are fans, too. Like, we make the music that, like, we make the music we want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's always a bonus when other people make it, too, because then we get to support something besides what we made. But
yeah,
we just kept on making the music that we want to hear. We stay, that's because we're fans of hip-hop, you know? I mean, De La does it, you know? There's a few groups that maintain, but... It's a tough industry, man, and you got to understand, like, if you're not, you know, like, we're in an era where records aren't what sells. T-shirts and concerts are what sells. People don't buy records. So if you're not eating, it's hard to keep the fire burning because, especially as your career gets, you know, old, you get older, and you got kids, you got mortgages, you got tuitions, you got, you know what I'm saying, though? You have things that
yep.
you have to take care of that it's very difficult if people aren't buying your product, which is records. You know, and if you don't have a live show, you're probably not. You probably ass out. I mean, you look at Master Ace; he's murdering shows still. I mean, but he looks the same age as when he came out because he's in a rap shape. You know, he keeps his flows together. He keeps coming out with consistent records and all that kind of stuff. So it's out there. It's just like we're not the only ones doing it. Is what I'm saying. But it's
oh tough, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course. All right, I'm gonna hit this 480-380-369. Live on Dot 4 Radio. What's happening with you?
What's up, Dyer? How you doing?
My Arizona fam got Arizona in the house. We live with Tajay, Souls of Mischief, Hieroglyphics crew, homie. What's happening?
Yeah, I used to listen to Souls of Mischief. Yeah, for sure. Grew up on that. You know, hey, shout out, homie.
One love. Thank you. I appreciate
nice
it, man.
To have you up on Dot 4 Radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real nice. Real nice. You always pick the good ones, Dyer. That's tight.
Oh, you already know, homie. It's I didn't pick him. You know what? Honestly, well, obviously, I'm a fan. He was just saying it. So I privilege having him on the show, but they did it. They made their mark in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm blessed to even have this platform to where, like we say, we can do the knowledge. Because I do have a younger following. You know, Taj, like, I got a lot of younger crowds that maybe didn't know who Souls of Mischief or Hieroglyphics are. They hear the music.
I think they know the Souls of Mischief. They know a couple songs, and then, you know, when they check it out, they're never they're pleasantly surprised, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know what, that's really my goal. And if they're independent musicians themselves or trying to be or whatever it might be in their case, they listen to something like that, and they start implementing it into the – well, where'd they get those sounds? I don't hear that on Loops, or I don't hear that on Reason or whatever it is. And they start doing the information. I just think that's huge in this in the era, again, where people are sounding the same. I don't even get going on a rant or Jacob Popperwell, really appreciate you, homie. Definitely rocking with Dot 4 Radio.
Yep, for sure.
Absolutely. We're going to hit this 562, see if he's ready. 562-201.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah. Sound like you're partying.
Yeah, we're going to sound like he had a party, so we definitely going to come back to him, you know what I'm saying? But I have to tell you, man, it's just been a real pleasure having you on the show. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to some fans, talk to us. And definitely show us what's new. I'm going to definitely portray all the information for the new albums that you said on the Dot 4 Productions so my followers can, you know, definitely keep up with what you guys are doing, especially the ones that don't necessarily, you know, maybe, like you said, heard a couple or whatever it might be. But definitely go ahead and give your last shout-outs. Tell these people your social networking and everything like that so they can start following you and definitely get in touch if they haven't done it already. And then before you go, I have a tradition. I got to get a Dot 4 Radio drop from you. And
for sure.
Definitely. But definitely give your last shout-outs and your last information so these people know where to find you.
Man, it's been up and running now. 18 years, www.hieroglyphics.com. Check that out, you know, and you can follow my new project. It's Rap Noir, Rap Noir, on Twitter. But hieroglyphics.com has always been the hub, man. So slide through there and mess with us, man. Hiero Imperium, you know, forever.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, just a privilege having you on the show, man. I mean, everybody that we've had from your camp, including yourself, it's just such it's good, refreshing conversations. And I don't always, like, try to have that hip-hop conversation. But it to me, it's like I just think it needs to be said because there's some way just by talking it that we can get the substance back in there. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's a movement for substance, though. I mean, when you talk to these pro-era dudes and you talk to the TDE dudes, like, they know what they're doing. They not know. You know, like, they're not just stumbling upon greatness. They've studied the masters. Like, you know, you got to watch footage and listen to the tapes. And, you know, the same way you think Mike Tyson is just a bruiser who came out and just knocked guys out. Nah, he studied boxing, you know, for a long time before he became champion. And that's what made him a champion. That's what all these dudes do that end up being great. So I'm not, you know, like, I'm not really worried. It's just a matter of, like you said, of bringing the dialogue to let them know it's even out there. But now that everybody's catalog is on the internet, it's like there's no reason why you shouldn't know about Sly Stone or you shouldn't know about Jimi Hendrix or you shouldn't know about Curtis Mayfield or Stevie Wonder, their whole catalog. You know, I'm talking about decades of music. You know, you put it all together, centuries of music. You know, so really just do the math and look, watch the tapes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before I let you go, if I could get just, you know what I'm saying, that Dieful Radio drop. And I'm definitely going to be in contact with you, make sure you have my information as far as websites and stuff to help you guys out. So I'll definitely be talking to you behind the scenes for sure. We just really appreciate your time, homie, for real.
Thank you, man. Drop it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up? This is Tajay from the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. Chilling in the studio right now, Dieful Radio. Let's do it. Hiero.
That's what's up. That's what's up, my G. Again, I really appreciate your music. I really appreciate what you've done and what you continue to do. And it's just an honor to have you on this airwaves, my G.
Cool. Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all even taking the time to listen. One love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way we do it right now. And definitely we're going to go to our next special guest in the house. Cool V, what's happening?
Yo. I'm here.
Man, appreciate you taking the time to rock.
Come on.
Man, just again, just a privilege, man. I'm loving this platform. I'm loving representing hip-hop for these younger cats that need to do the knowledge. Go ahead and give yourself a live introduction, my homie.
Well, this is Cutmaster Cool V from, you know me from Biz Markie. That's my cousin. I'm his DJ, but you know me from the Juice Crew. You know, Marley Marl, Big Daddy King, Roxanne Shante, Master Ace, Craig G., Coogee Rapping Polo, man, Glamorous, you know, the my mentor, Mr. Magic, you know, Fly Tie, you know, the whole Juice Crew, I mean, even the original Juice Crew and the Juice Crew All-Stars. If I forgot anybody, you know, I'm just running off the head right now. So let's get it on, baby.
Yeah, no, and basically for the people that don't know who he is.
MC Jam.
Yeah, that basically that means you ain't fucking with my dude right now.
Oh, I fuck with everybody.
Saying just resume wise and everything because again we were just kind of having a conversation with Tajay from Souls of Mischief is that
yeah,
just the substance,
Trinity, baby.
I think he's actually already had hung up, but again we had talked about it kind of throughout the show, just the substance and the pioneering factor that you guys are involved in is so irreplaceable, but yet we're at a digital stage right now with computers that people don't even look it up, and it's right there. And growing up, we really had to do the information. We really had to go buy the albums. As far as artists doing music, they really had to go to studios, you know, work really hard to get this album out and this and that. And it's a completely different game. I mean, how do you feel about, I don't want to say the state of hip-hop, I don't want to be that generic, but how do you feel about music right now as far as hip-hop?
I'm feeling music right now. I'm feeling hip-hop right now. I'm loving that people are starting to sound different, you know. I mean, for a minute, everybody was trying to sound like somebody else. I mean, you know, and it's not a bad thing. It's just we know that the powers that be pushes that, and it's messed up that artists get blamed for just trying to feed their family sometimes. You know, man, I know the inside and I know the outside. I've been in the business for a while. I've been DJing for 36 years. So I understand music, and I'm being in a record company and listen to the things that they tell artists to do when they go in the studio is like people wouldn't even imagine. Like, won't you give me a record like XYZ? You know what I'm saying? Don't even, you know, you already signed on your own merit, but now they want you to make a record like somebody else because that's what's moving right now. And that makes people don't have faith in their own creativity. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't really got a strong mind and a strong will in the beginning and you just trying to find your way through hip-hop and a label comes to you and tell you to do something and you do it and so happens it comes off,
yeah,
you're going to listen to the next time they tell you something. And that's just covering the bases of some of the artists. I'm not saying all of the artists have been hit with that, but 9 times out of 10, they have. The label tells you how to run your career, what kind of records to make. And that, you know, when we came up, the label was letting you be who you wanted to be because hip-hop was in its incubation stage where, you know, people were coming up with funky ideas and funky, you know, innuendos and doing things that wasn't musically right, but it was hip-hop right. So now that hip-hop has broadened out to so many different things, you got people with a lot of money that want what they want. And I'm going to give you money, but you're going to give me what I want, you know, in return. And that takes away the creativity. So I don't get on artists when it comes to, I'm not a guy that tries to bring the new cats back in the day with us. I just try to let them know that, you know, sometimes you got to stand, you know, up for what you believe. And if you believe that you don't want to sound like somebody, then don't put no record out sounding like nobody. You know what I mean? That's just me. So, you know, that's why the young cats get with me. When we conversate, you know, they feel me because I understand. You know what I mean? I'm not a person from the old school saying, yo, you know, the new cats is making whack records and all of that. No, it's not that all the time. It's basically a business now. It wasn't a real business when we were coming up. It was fun, and it was a business, but we didn't know nothing about it. It was other people getting the money. We wasn't getting it. So now, once you learn the business, you're saying, man, this shit is easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not hard. You know, it's not hard. And I was listening to you say things about technology. I mean, I'm loving the technology because it's so easy to do anything you want it right now. Now, when I get to down to the purest thing of it, the technology takes away from the purest thing, like when you going in a record shop and looking for records.
Yeah.
That feeling will never come back, really, because now you can go online and look for whatever you want to look for. I mean, a real record digger still goes to the record shop and dig through things and find things and try out things. You know how much money I spent on records that I didn't like just because I thought it might be something in the record shop? You know, instead of going online and, you know, you looking at the back of somebody else's album cover and seeing what they sampled and then you go just buy that record, it's easy to do that. I mean, now I get with that on the purest thing, but purists really – don't make you money. If you're in the business for money, you know, do what you got to do for the money, and then you could be a purist on your own time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could still go dig for records and go around hunt, but it's not the game ain't like that no more.
Now, one of the, you know, obviously there's double-edged swords, there's pros and cons to whatever you do. I had an interesting conversation with DJ Revolution. And he was like, you know, one thing, he's like the you know, with Serato, or I think at the time he was doing, I want to say Torque maybe, this and that. And he's like, you know, the one thing, though, that I love about digitally right now, he's like, I do shows in Europe. I have to go through customs. He's like, do you know how much, like just literally vinyl that he'll never be able to replace got damaged or lost or something like that just traveling with his crate? And he's like,
no doubt.
So I'll have to say, he's like, regardless of how intuitive the technology is, how, you know, much easier it is and this and that, he was like, the one thing I can say as a fan, I don't lose any vinyl anymore. I still go buy vinyl. I still do my thing, but I don't have to travel with any of that shit anymore. I got my laptop, and they usually have me set up at the club with Serato. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yep, I feel you.
No doubt. And that's that fine line between somebody understanding the business and the progression of what we're in and somebody that's saying, you're a purist. I still got my records at the crib. I got 3 houses full of records. I'm, you know, so I could go record for record with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that ain't what really gets you your money out here. You got to let people see you, let people know that you can still do what you got to do. And they don't care what you're playing because half of them can't see you in the booth anyway. So unless you're doing some turntablism at a DMC event or something where, you know, they know it's all 45s and all vinyl being used, then that's where you get that money. But those events are too far in between. You can't really just make a living off of just hitting those events all the time. You know, not a lucrative one. You know what I mean? There's people that get money like that, but they're on a circuit where people cater to that. They just want to see vinyl being played. Now, you go to somewhere where cats is 21, 25, and you getting it in, they don't care if you're playing vinyl, CDs, iPod,
yeah,
whatever. As long as you're moving them the way they need to be moved. So,
not to interrupt you, I did a show a couple weeks ago. I'm an artist myself, and I opened for Too Short, right? When I went up to the DJ with my disc for my set list, he looked at me like straight, plain as day, and was like, what numbers do you want me to play? And I kind of looked at him back up. I was like, well, oh, it's just ready to go, homie. You just got to push play. And then I stayed up there on stage and heard the next ones. These artists were handing them their mixtape and being like, hey, play 3, 9, 13, and 20 or something like that. And I was just like blown away. Although the technology is that easy, it's kind of frustrating that people don't use it right.
No, and no doubt. But see, if you haven't learned it right from the beginning, you can't blame a person for not knowing. Now, once they know and they still choose not to put a good show together or put a show tape or CD together, then that's on them. You know, sooner or later the jig will be up. You know what I'm saying?
But it should be, and, you know, I could be way out with this. I'm just a little bit old school too, but I would figure whoever's running the music for those shows or the DJ would be like, nah, homie, you got to have your, like, well, I'm not going to sit here and figure out what this. Now, it is easy if they're putting in the Serato or whatever. But back in the days, people would have been like, nah, where's your mix? Like, you know what I'm saying? Would have shut their ass down. But now I got to ask this, too, now not to be on the technical question, but do you still have a setup just personally where it's two turntables and a mixer? No Serato, no nothing?
I keep that. I got my Techniques at my crib right now. I got all my vintage stuff. I got everything vintage. I got vintage 808, 1200. I got the 900, the 950, the S1000. I got my whole analog board. I got a Soundtrack IL-48 board. I got my Pro Tools too. I got all my Techniques. I got my turntables, my needles, everything. We playing on turntables anyway when we go out. I'm in Cali right now, and we get ready to do a show in a couple of minutes, you know, in about 2 hours, and we're going to use turntables. But, you know, I understand the game. So if I got to use CDJs, I can use them too. You got to elevate and motivate with whatever's moving. I could use whatever, and I always could. I could use every level of Technique turntable. I have 3200s, 1700s, 1800s. You know what I mean? I collect, too. So we collect. So it's not about vintage. I can go vintage with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they might have something I don't have, but I got something you don't got because I saved all my stuff from back in the day. I'm a real DJ. I've been DJing since 78. So I understand what it is to have original stuff, and we didn't always have 1,200 Techniques. They weren't out yet. The original 1,200 Techniques weren't as good as the 1,700s to me. You know what I'm saying? I had 1,300s digital.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people, I got 5,200s at my, well, no, 3,200s at my house right now, and people told me they didn't exist until I showed them to them. I said, come on, man. You know, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I got something that I don't have. These are Technique 3,200s, direct drive. I had these. Since they were out, you know.
So
what I'm
how close
so,
is it? I know I'm getting, but I mean, I'm just curious because just the element of DJ, artist, what I mean, label everything underneath there. How close is it from the vinyl, you know, like 1200s with real vinyl to like the time coded Serato vinyl? How close is the feel?
It's very close, very very close. So close that I tell people all the time, Serato is the best thing that came out since the 1200.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's the best thing. It's the best thing that came out since the 1200. And I had Serato for a year before I even hooked it up. And I was with Jazzy Jeff, and he told me, he said, V, you got to get on the Serato, man. And you know what I'm saying? I was like, ah, technology, you know what I'm saying? And Jeff, when I saw Jeff get busy, I said, yo, you ain't got to say nothing else. I'm good. So,
well, you know what? You know, I'm not a DJ, but as a producer, I'm a vintage MPC guy. You know,
okay,
I
got I got a
60. I still rock my 2500. I still big fan of that 2000 XL, even back, you know, to the 62, everything. So big hardware
got a
guy.
4000. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, dope. 4000 dope. So I recently converted over to the machine. And
yeah.
It was almost like blasphemy. Like, no, I can't do it. Like, no, I can't. And I bought it. I'm amazed. Absolutely amazed.
So
now, did I sell my NPCs? Did I? No, hell no.
No.
I got all my gear.
Oh.
But I'm amazed at the software. Obviously, it doesn't have that feel sequencing, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like the NPC does.
Yeah.
Has that swing knob just like it does, so even doesn't feel like it off the top, you can still make it sound like the NPC. I was very impressed by the software and what Native Instruments did with the machine, I have to say.
No doubt. And Capri, Kid Capri, he told me to get the machine. I'm about to get the machine now. I saw him work it. My man told me to get it. I saw him work it, so I'm about to get a machine now. I got the Renaissance. I got that. You know what I mean? I'm a collector, too, so I collect things. Whatever comes out that's hot, I got it. So,
yeah.
I'm gonna get the machine, and I've seen it work. I've used it. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? I like it. You know what I mean? But I still program drums in my 1200. I mean, because I just love the way it feels. I just love that shit. I love the way it feels. So, and hip-hop right now, you know, not to be getting, you know, jump off the subject, we have to stop separating old and new. We just have to be hip-hop. If somebody's doing hip-hop, you know, you can't force them to do it your way. See, because if they got a hit out, and they're doing what they need to do, that means they're relating to their peers. If they're relating to their peers and their core audience, then that's what it is. You know what I mean? We need to infiltrate some of that, you know, and then we can show them some of the things we know, and it'll make them last longer to make us last longer. But as long as we keep separating with that old, new, and this and that, hip-hop is hip-hop. When we came up, it wasn't no East Coast, West Coast hip-hop. I mean, even though we understood it was people from California doing hip-hop, it wasn't no separation. It wasn't no up, down, south hip-hop and New York hip-hop. When we ran into Atlanta, it was only one MC in Atlanta, was Shy D, and he would come hang out with everybody that came down there. You know what I'm saying? Luke Skywalker, when we came down to Florida, that was his area. When we came out to Cali, you know, we was at NWA. I met Eazy-E back at the BRE 1988, before his record came out, because he gave me his first record. You know what I'm saying? You know, Dre had records out, but Eazy didn't have the record out. Eazy gave me his first record personally. I still got his number and everything, you know, wrote down that he showed, you know, and we was cool over the years, but I remember these things, and everybody loved everybody. It was cool. And if you didn't get along with somebody, so what? That was their thing. Let them do their thing, and we do our thing. But it wasn't like it is now. Everybody wants to be separate, and everybody wants to believe that they're holding a whole region on their back. And you can't hold a whole region on your back because everybody's not going to sound like you, and everybody's not going to follow you. But I love the hip-hop sound that's coming out of New York right now. I'm proud of that. You know what I mean? With the Troy Az and the Sean Price and the, you know, the Locks got the new album. I mean, like, yo, the city is buzzing right now. So it's like, you know, you're getting that feeling like it's back in the 80s. You know, you're just hearing different setups. You know what I mean? And it's cool. So, you know, it's all good.
I was going through vinyl today, and I'm looking at one of the records I have right now, and it says, "Don't Sweat Me, MC Shy D."
See? You know what I'm saying? Big up to Shadi, man. Shadi was an ambassador for Atlanta. I mean, all the groups in Atlanta right now, and I love the feeling when you get down there, they party. They party. Everybody parties down there, and it's a good feeling, and they stick together. But Shadi was the only act in town. And I don't see him getting that credit from everybody. You know, I heard Jermaine mention him in a record once or twice. You know what I'm saying? But if you know anything about hip-hop in the 80s, Shy D was that dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we would come to the radio station, and he would meet us at the radio station. Yo, I'm going to show y'all my city. You know what I'm saying? Come on, hang out. That's how it was back then. So I come from a different era. That's why I told you, like, I mess with everybody. I fuck with everybody. So it's all good.
Yeah,
cool.
But I'm glad that you throw out names like that, because I do have a lot of followers that do research, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes,
that they're like, oh, Shy D, well, I've never heard of that. You know, Cutmaster Kool V, I've never heard of that. And I like the honesty, because what do you always say? You don't always want a yes man. I don't want to, you know,
no.
People to follow the show, and as it continues to get bigger and bigger like it has. And now, I mean, we have people call in from Pakistan. wanting to freestyle. And these dudes, like, know hip-hop and are on, you know, people next door to me don't know who, you know, Kool V is or anything like that. But
but don't get me wrong. People in other countries study because they love the music so much, they want to learn as much as they can learn. We over here, we got so much, we influxed with so much music that it's hard to learn every artist. And people know Biz, but they might not know Kool V, and I understand that. That's why I'm out here talking now. I mean, Kid Capri told me I got to talk more. He said, B, you did too much in this business for people not to know. You got to get out here and let them know, you know, through your mouth. You know what I mean? Because I always been a worker. I'm behind the scenes. I do what I got to do. I produce records for people. I did records that you'll never know that I've done, but I did them, and the people that I did them for know I did them. So if they don't tell you, then I'm not going to get up here and tell you all the things that I've done. But if you look up my name, you'll see a discography of a lot of records that you might not know that I did. You know, and it's a good thing. Hip-hop on any form, and I love what you're doing right here with Dafur Radio, is you're giving people the opportunity to speak to people that might not be reached on FM radio or,
yeah,
you know, things, you know what I'm saying, things, different kinds of ways, you know, or not on TV in an interview on BET or something like that, or, you know, whatever, on MTV. You know, they're not coming to see what I got to say. But anybody that ever heard me talk, they know that my lineage goes back through so many different elements of hip-hop. I've been connected through so many different things other than my main crew. My crew is the Juice Crew, and we were the largest crew in hip-hop before Wu-Tang, and Wu-Tang came, and they're the largest crew in hip-hop now. You know what I'm saying? But we were the largest. We are the largest crew before Wu-Tang, and even Genius was on our label, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have lineage to the Wu-Tang. So
I did,
like,
not know that. That's a, and I dig in the crates as far as information as well. I didn't know Genius was part of that first, unless I missed
Genius,
it somehow.
Genius' first album was on Cold Chillin'. Cold Chillin' is Juice Straight.
Yeah, okay,
Juice
okay,
label.
Yeah, yeah. My bad. I got you.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? And we knew about Genius before he ever came out on Cold Chillin', because Genius and Old Dirty was a crew. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they was nice. So they're from Brooklyn, and the Wu-Tang is from Staten Island. And, yo, that you can't – if when we heard them, we was like, yo, we knew they going to pop off. You know what I'm saying? Because they had just too many elements that you couldn't deny in one crew. It was sort of like our crew, the same setup. You know what I'm saying? So, and we look from the lineage of that. And, my first records, I've done the records with Duke Booty. If you don't know who Duke Booty is, he was the other person rhyming on the message with Melly Mel. You know, Duke Booty lives right around the corner from me, you know, in Jersey. So his father was my truant officer. I've done records that have been played in the Paradise Garage with people that ain't even got nothing to do with hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Larry Levan is one of the greatest club DJs ever, and he mixed my first record. So, you know, I got lineage to things that, you know, and I ain't going to beat your whole show up with my stuff. I just want to talk about hip-hop. So I'm just throwing little jabs out there. So people, if they want to go research it. You know, it's there. It's there for you. It's on the Internet. You know what I mean? But it's so much stuff that's not on the Internet. You know, hip-hop is real, doing real good right now. People are being able to feed their families. You know, I got grandchildren. I'm a grandfather, man. I got 5 grandkids, man. I'm still out here working. It's a beautiful thing. So let's all get together and keep this music going and stop beefing and let's make some money, man. Let's go.
Absolutely. And I have to say this, too, because promoting these shows, last week we had Grandmaster Caz on the show.
My man.
Do you know how many messages I got? And from younger cats, so I'm not putting blame. I'm not saying it's negative. At least they were willing to do the research. They were like, yo, what's up? Who's Grandmaster Caz? And I was just like, it was kind of like shake my head, but at the same time, that's why I'm here.
Exactly.
And then they heard the tracks and you know, what he's done, and then him talking this exact same thing you were doing right here. Not saying y'all exactly, because you got 2 different stories, your own hustle, what you did. And then the next day, and this, I guarantee you, I've already got some Twitter messages and stuff. They're going to be like, I had no idea who that was. I can't believe you had him on the show. Man, I'm so excited right now. Like, da-da-da. So I'm willing to take that after effect of them doing the research, you know, not maybe knowing why the show's going on, but then hearing the information, hearing the substance, hearing everything to it, to where they're like, yo, that's something I want to be a part of. And like you said, let's get together. Let's make money. Let's get this hip-hop out there. And I love that you said, I'm not going to, you know, bug down your show with it. But that's the point I'm having you. But at the same time, it's for hip hop.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it's a beautiful thing. And being that you said something about Kaz, Kaz is like my big brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all, Cold Crush, for people that don't know, was the epitome of the mixtape. You call it a mixtape right now. Cold Crush, when Cold Crush came, Cold Crush ain't had a lot of big records. But tapes, their routines solidified hip-hop in so many households because you had to have a Cold Crush tape in your house if you talking about hip-hop back in the 80s, the early 80s, 81, 82, 82. You know what I'm saying? Cold Crush was the ultimate hip-hop group that did hip-hop on a level where they go around to every gymnasium and battle everybody and do all the things that they needed to do to preserve the culture. And they spread it, the culture, through tapes. A Cold Crush tape, I got Cold Crush tapes. We have all the Cold Crush tapes because Biz is an honorary member of Cold Crush. Because Biz knows every Cold Crush routine out. So even we perform with Cold Crush and, like, you know, Tony Tone, Charlie Chase, AD, KG, you know what I'm saying, the whole Cold Crush 4, I mean, like, JDL, they are the epitome of the mixtape. And when people coming out right now talk about, yo, I got my mixtape out, they should thank the Cold Crush for that.
Now, what a group of people. I'm going to be a fan. I'm going to step off my office chair real quick and be a fan real quick.
Okay.
Everybody that you just named, and including yourself, your following, your group.
Yeah.
What a bunch of, like, people to be around. I'm sorry. Like, I never want to, you know, wish I grew up in a different era, was a little older, or be, you know, because I love the experiences I've had in life. But to be a fly on the wall and watching some of these songs that you guys are known for to come to creation, it would be my Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Time Machine shit. And that dates me that I know, you know, Bill and Ted. But for real, this is some of the stuff I would want to see. And with the, you know, people now can take HD video on their phones. You know, it's just crazy to me the amount of influence that everybody had on the game. And to where actually that knowledge is right now in this newer crowd. And we could beat the dead horse, you know what I'm saying? Like, we keep on saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I think it's super important because these songs were made when nothing sounded like that. There wasn't even anything besides a sample you were taking it from to compare it to.
Yes.
There's no reference. There's no none of
sampling, this. Sampling in general, you know, Marley Marl, you know, the way he sampled, you know what I'm saying, is legendary. You know what I'm saying? And that's my mentor, one of my mentors. You know, that's like my big brother. That's the crew. That's Juice Crew. But only two people were sampling at that time, and that's Marley Marl and Mantronic. It's nothing else, no sampling before then. Only other record that they was calling a sample was High Power Rap by the Crash Crew, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't do a series of records like that. They did that record to make that record. They looped that record to make that record. But Marley Marl sampled kicks, snares, loops, you know, drums from records and chopped drums up, and Mantronic did the same thing but a different way. You know what I'm saying? So they are at the forefront of what we know as, you know, the hip-hop sound. Like, you got an MPC 60. We didn't have that. Marley didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? We had drum machines, and you had little things that you would do and tricks that you would have to make the things happen. So, you know, you have an easier way to do it, and that's a beautiful thing. That's why I say technology. You got to move on with it. We ain't going to go back to the 4 and 5 machines we had to use to get a record done. You know, you got to do the kicks and snares and this sampler, and then you got to do the loop and this sampler, and then you got to do this and this. It's too much.
Yep.
But we
absolutely
did it.
But you guys pulled
it
off, though. That's the biggest thing. When technology was the least positive it could be to make you guys do your thing, you guys almost did more with it. I mean, and I think, honestly, that's part of the culture, and I think that's a big word. That, not with everything, I'm not shitting on everybody, so, you know, I'm not trying to be a hater like that, because anyone hustling, making money,
Man, speak your mind, man. Speak your mind. That's all you got. Your feelings is your feelings.
A lot of what we lost. A lot of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I don't see a lot of breakdancing now, you know, and you say, I'm going to say kind of too from the outside looking in, okay, unless like commercials or, you know, Can You Dance, but even the breakdancing has got a little bit of the new generation too as far as that dancing change, and it's a beautiful thing, though, people progressing and changing, but the big culture of hip-hop, I think we've lost a lot of it, and it's coming back. I give props to the era dudes. I really do like Joey Badass and them, you know, rest in peace, Capital Steez. You know, and a lot of other people doing it, you know, I got a lot of lists of people that are still doing it, but you don't really see that from the outside looking in anymore. You know, everybody sound, where everybody had that sound that even if you didn't have their CDs, you'd be like, yo, I'll take a Funk Dubious. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of Funk Dubious fans out here, but even people that didn't listen to records were like, yo, that's Funk Dubious, huh? Yep. You don't know who the fuck's rapping now sometimes.
No doubt, but listen to this, though. The culture, and I put up a post the other day, and I said, you know, we back in the day we did less with more, and now we're doing more. We got more, and we're doing less. So it's up to the artist, you know, to, you know, expand your horizons. But the one good thing about hip hop is the founders of the culture are still living, and you can still touch them. Hip hop is not that old. You know what I'm saying? So the people that invented it, Afrika Bambaataa, DJ Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, Grand Wizard Theodore, Jazzy J, Red Alert, all of these people are still living, and all of these people are still working. So you can touch these people. These people started the culture that we are living now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not too late to pay homage. Now, you don't owe them anything but respect, but where will we be without hip-hop? Where would we be?
Crazy.
Hip-hop, exactly. Hip-hop is based upon DJs. DJs founded hip-hop. Then you had the MCs and then the breakdancers and everything else. Now, the powers that be phased the DJ out of the records. The powers that be faded the dancers away from the artists. The powers that be. So now if you want to be a purist, put these things back in your shows. Put dancers in your shows. Put a DJ in your show. Don't just use a CD. Bring a DJ with you. Let them work behind it, you know, because this is all we have. It's not you're doing anything wrong if you don't have a DJ or you don't have dancers. You're not doing anything wrong because that's the way you came up. If that's the way you came up, I can't blame you for being born late. You know, it's not you born when you born. You can't you if you're born in the 2000s, I can't make you reborn yourself and go back to the 80s. That's not what it's about. It's about learning and adding those elements back into your music that will be respected to the end of time.
And that's,
see,
that's,
you don't wanna,
that's exactly yeah. it. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's exactly it.
Go ahead.
No. I was just saying that's exactly it. You got to learn. You said learn. You have to learn.
Yeah.
You can't say you're the best MC and you don't know who actually the best MCs were before you.
Oh, no. But see, and that question is always going to come up because – you can never say who's the best MC because it's a feeling about how you feel and who reached you the most. But it's MCs from every era that are at the top of the game, and you can get 10 of them from every era, and then you can always debate the question. You know what I'm saying? You got the MCs from the 70s, then you got the MCs from the 80s, the MCs from the 90s, and the MCs from the 2000s. So, and right now in the 2000s, you have two decades of 2000. This is the first time we've ever had two decades of anything in life because we ain't been living that long. When we came from the 70s to the 80s, it was only 10 years. 80s to the 90s was 10 years. 90s to the 2000s was 10 years. Now we're in the second half of the 2000s. You know what I'm saying? So it's another 10 years we've started already. So, you know, you got to break all of this down. Do your math. Do your knowledge. Know what's going. Know what happened. So you can build upon it. Like MCs like LL are still around that came out in 83, 84. They still performing right now. MCs, Grandmaster Caz, Melly Mel, still out. Melly Mel and Furious 5 made their first record in 79. It's 2014,
yep.
Fam.
and it's amazing. Well, and then, like Grandmaster Caz, you know,
he wrote the verse for Sugar Hill Gang. He wrote Big Frank Hank's verse in the first rap record to be recorded on wax.
So Grandmaster Cass is to be saluted because he's still not, and if you don't understand what he brings to the game, he's really the first battle rapper. You're talking all this battle stuff right now. Cass is the one that went around battling everybody and still can do it and still does it. You know what I mean? Like, he's a battle rapper. He's a pit bull off the leash. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he's been that since the 70s. Jay-Z has been battling since the 80s, and he's on top of the game right now. We have no MC that has the span of, you know what I'm saying, like all the people that's getting respected right now are from previous, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, from the 2000s, who do you have right now that's dominating the game? We had dominant MCs in the 90s.
Jay-Z is the only one, really.
Who?
I was going to say, I mean, since the 90s, that's still – well,
Jay-Z's from the 80s. Jay-Z isn't from the 90s. Okay. Tell me one from the 2000s that's dominating the game right now. An MC.
From the 2000s.
Yes, from the 2000s.
I mean, there's not really much out there. Everybody that's was successful before the 2000s through their own circuit, if you will, and everything. Like, Soul the Mischief
from
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, but
that's 90s and stuff. So, I mean, I don't really know 2000s. I know the music in the 2000s, but I can't talk about anybody that's relevant now.
Okay, no. So and that's why I'm giving you this thing right now. So now the MCs from right now have the opportunity to have the next greatest MC from the 2000s because you can't name one.
Yeah.
That's the inspiration for them. Like, they can really take over this game right now. MC-wise, you know what I'm saying? They can take it over because everything that they're loving and respecting is from the 90s and the 80s.
Yeah, you're 110% right. I mean, for real.
Okay, you
but
go.
I, and
so
again, I can't tell you artists that came out in the 2000s that's successful now because I could just tell you about the artists I listened to in the 90s, how they made their success in the 2000s or the 80s.
Yeah, but that's longevity in the game. That's being classic. That's being vintage. That's being, you know, relevant. That's recreating yourself and understanding what the game is bringing and what you bring to the game. What do you bring to the game? The things that you bring to the game is going to determine your longevity. You see what I'm saying? So I'm loving the way hip-hop is feeling right now. So I know that it's going to be an MC that's coming from the 2000s that's going to take over the whole game. Because he doesn't have it. You got 14 years of the 2000s right now, and nobody has took it over. Nobody.
Yep, nobody has. You're 110% right, like I said.
So exactly. So now if we put that in the air, the inspiration will be higher than it's ever been because everybody that's coming out is going to strive to be better than somebody else, not be like them, not, you know, try to be in that lane or whatever. Find your lane. Be who you are and be the next greatest MC.
Yep.
Because you're going to go through the Tupac. You're going to go through the Biggie. They from the 90s. You're going to go through the 80s. You're going to go to the Big Daddy Kane's, the Rock Kims. You're going to go through all of that. You're going to go through the Melly Mel's and the Grandmaster Caz's and all of that. You're going to go through all of that. But now who is the next? Let's go, baby. Let's get it going.
I tell you what, though, I'm going to do a little bit of research, and I'm going to hit you up behind the scenes, and I'm going to try to find somebody
up.
That came out in 2000 that's still relevant to this day.
No. I ain't saying relevant. I'm saying that made a mark to where you're including them the greatest. See, Kendrick Lamar made a record that made people start thinking, but everybody doesn't agree that he's the greatest MC out there right now. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, he has the right to say he's the greatest. Why not? You know, it's the spot isn't taken. So, you guys,
say, man, we really appreciate your time, especially talking with us like that, especially from OG. We got our next special guest coming in, but I definitely need a Die For Radio
it's
drop
all
from
good,
you.
Babe.
And give you last shout out definitely and tell these people what new you got going on. And we're going to go to our next special guest. I got Curious George in the house. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Curious George. All right, peace to Curious George. All right, this is Cutmaster. This is Cutmaster Cool V, and this is Die For Radio. And we die for hip-hop, baby. We want that real stuff. Let's go.
Absolutely. And also tell these people, your Twitter account and everything like that, so they can get to following you and do the knowledge, like we said.
Exactly. Hit my Twitter at Legendary Cool V, and you can hit me on Facebook and hit my fan page DJ Cool V. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you want to do, get at me. I'm reachable. I'm out here. I'm still performing. I'm on everything. I just did all the Soul Train cruises. People don't know. I'm on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. I'm doing it. Whatever we need to do, let's get this hip-hop moving, baby.
Absolutely. Salute to you, my G. You know what I'm saying?
Woo! Yes, sir.
Pleasure having you on the airwaves.
No doubt, baby. I told you I could talk for about a week and a half, so you got to break my interviews down.
We're definitely going to keep you in the loop, keep you back on, and get you back on, man. That's not an issue over here. You fam over here now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be safe, man.
That's what's up. Oh, definitely. Legends in the house. I got my man Curious George in the house. What's happening with you, my G?
Chilling, man. I just driving back from Brooklyn to drop my eldest son off, and that's it, man. Saturday night, New York City, baby.
Absolutely, I appreciate the time, man. Like I said, what I try to do with Dotful Radio is I try to bring people that have substance, that are pioneers, that have really paved the way for, if you in today's terms, maybe some people that don't even know who they are, if that makes sense, or if you will.
Yes.
So just a pleasure just to have you on, but real quick, just to give these people a little refresher course.
Yes.
Tell these people who you are just a little bit, because it's just amazing everything that's been accomplished.
Well, I'm MC from NYC. Started out, in terms of coming out with music, early 90s. Started out on Columbia, with Nas and Fugees and Big L. Did a lot of folks from the Beatnuts, Power Rule, Fat Joe, Dirt Bass. Then to Doom and, man, I got a few collabs in there that I forgot, probably missing stuff, but just basically, a long time, took a hiatus in the public's eye in terms of, like, releasing albums. You would only catch me on, like, a feature here and there or a single. And, I'm still here doing it, man. Like, I don't know how to not do hip-hop, Even when people thought I was gone, like, I never quit hip-hop or, It was just, like, periods of time when I just creatively was either at a point where I was overthinking or I just was, it just wasn't coming the way I wanted it, and then I'd land on something and it'd be right. And my friends could always get a verse out of me no matter what, like the Dooms or the Grims. And, it's been a journey up and down. And here I am now, and at this point right now, like currently at this moment, I'm in a really good space creatively. And, it's been a long road, man, and we're here.
Yeah, well, it's definitely, a lot of people don't understand this, especially newer people listen to hip-hop, and I say newer, younger, like Cool V was saying, I can't blame you because you were born in the year 2000. Like, I can't,
right.
That's just the way it goes, but, they don't understand a lot of times how grueling the business is, even back then. I mean, even probably worse back then. Because it's easy to be, I don't say easy, it's a hard game no matter what, but it's easier to be an independent artist now. First off, you don't have to pay a record company back for studio time.
Nope.
You don't have to, there's a lot of middlemen that are cut out.
It's like, anybody can get started now, but because anyone can get started now, you got a lot of competition. You know what I'm saying? Just anybody with a little setup, with a mic. Back then, you had to go through that competition to get to the light. But once you got to the light, where you're actually behind a mic or on a stage or in a video, you've overcome a lot. Now it's just like, everybody's got a video. Everybody, so it's still always competitive, but you know, it's got its different, you know, its different whatever, its different challenges. But I think overall, though, nowadays it feels like everybody does this or wants to do this. I feel like when I was coming up, it wasn't. It was a select few people that really chose to do that, and everybody didn't want to be this. So it might even, in some aspects, it might be difficult, more difficult now in certain aspects.
No, well, because you have everybody doing it. And we talked about this earlier, too. You can now, with computers, download a music program to make beats for free. Watch a YouTube video on how to work it. You know, you don't know nothing about music, but you can, you know, use Fruity Loops to do a beat, and all of a sudden you got something going that you can put on TuneCore or whatever for $60.
Information age, baby, right? Information
age. Yeah, I guess, you know, but then at the same time, there's people, and I always bring up Fruity Loops, but I'm a Logic Pro user and a Pro Tools user. I've been using Logic Pro since it was called, E-Magic, I want to say it was called back in the day or whatever it was.
All right.
You know, you have people like Ninth Wonder who goes on Fruity Loops and does amazing things. But there's a lack of the knowledge, I think, of music. We grew up listening to music. Hip-hop people,
right.
You said earlier, you can't imagine not representing for hip-hop or not doing hip-hop. But yet you grow up, you listen also jazz, blues, classic rock, funk, you know, whatever it was. That was implemented into the music we're doing and actually spread the knowledge of music as a genre, not just hip-hop, even though the genre was hip-hop.
I just had a conversation with my son. See, all the stuff you're referring to right there, it's almost like texture and sonics, you know? Like my son, we had on High 97, and I think it was one of those, there's a couple of songs, you know, that dude Mustard produced, you know what I mean? He got a lot of joints out now popping, and he's funky, you know. But just the sound now, you know, with all the synths and the thing sounding like a video game, I exposed my son to a lot of old music. I call everything soul music. All that real music, I call it soul music. I don't care if it falls under the rock genre. It's just, you're using real instruments, and you feel it's a frequency and a texture. Now, you know, my son, he'll be in the car, I guess, with his mom or whatever, Hot 97 to death. But he tends to lean more towards the music that I play in the car. Once that music has touched your soul or somebody has exposed you to it, the other stuff kind of starts to fall by the wayside because it was all designed just to save money. You see what I'm saying? You don't have groups like Earth, Wind, and Fire and stuff like that now because people don't want to pay for horn sections and orchestras and real sounds. So I tell them, it's like candy. I'll be like, Papo, man, when you're listening to that High 97, I'll be joking around. I'll be like, yo, most of this is robot music. And he can hear the difference. I'll flip from BLS, and they'll be playing, Teddy Pendergrass, Somebody Loves You Back, and then flip back to Hot 97. There'll be, some doing, doing some, you know, some dancey, mad, robotic, you know what I mean, whatever. And I'll be like, that's hot. But I'm like, you know, it's like candy. You don't want too much of this. You can rock to it. But always remember where the soul is at, where it feels like. And a lot of people, younger people, don't have someone to expose them to that. But I find that when you do it to somebody, their heart naturally resonates towards that. That's been my experience. Because those sounds, there's something organic about them. You know, the new sound is cool, and it's a video age, but it's something that's just not, it's mechanical, man. It's machinery.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, though, is even the synthesizer changes. Honestly, curious, because the synthesizers even that were sampled on some of the records the OG hip-hop dudes
were
doing everything.
Were
literally analog patch boards that you had to run, you know, 50, 60 chords into the different holes to get that sound, with valves, basically, to even get that analog synth sound. So even a lot of those analog synths have changed, don't have the rawness, the distortion, the capabilities as far as the sound that they used to have.
Right, exactly like a Moog or I don't know if a Rhodes piano, you know, stuff like that. The electric stuff, everything, it was totally different. But, I'm not so technical, so I think some of the words, the terms I use might not be on point, but it's just that video game noise. It's that sound that is cool. And once again, you were referring to, the Fruity Loops and all that, how Knife Wonder could freak it. It's once again, it's not about, if you got a feel, you're going to make it funky. But some of those sounds, people need to feel those carnal sounds, man. When you hear them wood hitting the wood, when you hear the, you see what I'm saying? Like, you need that. So if you could flip that in there, but only like a seasoned veteran or somebody who's got a broad knowledge of music is going to make that texture right. When it's too much of that other thing, you know that that song isn't going to last 20 years from now. There's going to be something wrong with it later on. You got to.
Well, and Kuvi just said, he said, you know, name a rapper that came out in the 2000s that still, you know, that made a mark like that and is still basically doing this thing. And I'm gonna have to go do the research because I can tell you the people I listened to the 80s and 90s that were relevant and came out with new projects in the 2000s and are still relevant, still have substance today. I honestly can't tell you somebody that came out in 2000. I'm gonna have to do the research and I feel bad about that, but. I mean, maybe that's the state of hip-hop we're in. I mean, it may be even worse now.
You know what it is? It's a lack of education is what it is, you know, because you got the talented artists, and now you got these youngsters, their minds are hungry. They're going back and they're learning, but there was a gap there. But it's because of just the corporations just becoming so strong and taking over so much. And when you're dealing with corporations and dollars, you're talking about cookie-cutter things. Like, R&B, to me, suffered more than hip-hop. Like R&B is like they totally, you know, you had like when Mary came, you had the merging like of the hip hop and the R&B, and that was dope how she did it, how it was freak. But then it got to the point where there was no more such thing as an R&B track. Now, you know, R&B producers just 20 tracks in one day because they're doing it all on that little machine, and there is no more, you know, it's very little live instrumentation in commercial R&B. It's the same style of production as hip-hop, so they really got raped. Like, the classic R&B sounds, I mean, even the radio stations, you see, like, Kiss is gone, that's ESPN. Like, it's just, you know, I feel bad for what happened to R&B, and I'm a hip-hopper. You know, when people say, yo, hip-hop's changed or it got messed up, but the corporate thing really raped R&B first. Hard.
I mean, it's non-existent. Like the R&B, we had an R&B show, and we had LaVert, and we had Val Young, you know, a couple of people, and you know, I don't mean to forget their name, but to keep on subject, and there's no music out right now that sounds like any of that R&B that I grew up listening to.
No,
there's
man.
No Keith Sweat. There's no New Edition. There's no Jodeci. There's no. I go on. There's no, you know, Adina Howard. I love Adina Howard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
SWV.
And all these groups that you're mentioning were at the preliminary of when it started switching, but it was still hot. You know, it was still right. But you know what I'm saying? But then if you go back a little further to the, you know, to the Earth, Wind and Fires, you go a little, then you go further back a little more to the groups like the Stylistics. You know, I mean. Even like Nile Rodgers, who just came back around, when you listen to that disco stuff, the sheet, the bass, the guitar, the instrumentations, the vocal sections, the horn sections, the string sections, it was just like you're getting a lot more for your money. If you go buy an album for them for $10, they put a lot of work into that and paid a lot of musicians. Now you get a vocalist, you get a whatever kind of keyboard they're using, with not one real instrument, and here's number one on it. You know, you got a Rihanna, and you got a boom, and it's done. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking her because there's some songs I like. I don't hate all of this, but I'm just saying overall what's happening is it's that cookie cutter, let's make a buck fast. Let's triple our money. It's like GMOs and food. It's like anything else. You know what I'm saying? It's just once for a dollar. Now you know, and then the corporations get into it, and that's what's pumping, that's what's blown up, and a real artist, a real R&B artist, like a lot of maybe some of these neo-soul artists, they don't even get no play. They got to go somewhere else to get or be underground or something, you know, and they actually play instruments and got bands and stuff, but I don't know.
I'm gonna go to one of your new tracks, but I got to say I was fortunate enough to do a interview with Pharrell Monch, right? Monch, I'm sorry. And I about his new album. And he produced a lot of tracks on there and this and that. And I said, so, you know, what's you know, how did you feel about going in this project and whatever, and we started got talking about the production-wise, and he was like, you know what I did is when we put everything together, the points that I needed it to really have that oomph, like it was coming off of vinyl and this and that, he was like, I didn't care this time. I went and had people come in with real horns. I had people come in with real violins. I had a whole orchestra section. You know what I'm saying? And I had them really come do it because there was no other substitutes I was going to take this time. And he said, especially with how everything's being substituted.
Right.
And that is a big, look, the digital era, there's pros and cons to every situation. The digital era with plugins and everything like that is a double-edged sword like anything else. But I think it's fresh that you're going to hear something like that. And just like you said, real music. Substance, you know, and I think it's important, though, because from an era, again, we said this with the other guests we had today, too, you're coming from an era where you were successful by sounding different.
Yes.
Now we're in an era where you're successful by sounding like the last single.
Yeah, sir. I forgot who I was I don't know if it was my son. I was talking about that, too. No, I was talking to a young cat artist out of Miami, and, you know, he was telling me, his name is amazing, and he was telling me how, you know, from his hood or where he's at, you know, it's all about that trap. It's all about that, you know, that coke talk, that, you know, that gangster stuff and those beats. And he's like, this guy's not a hip-hop dude. He's like a pop dude. He makes pop music. He's into pop music or pop hip-hop or whatever. I haven't got to hear his stuff. But that's how he described it to me, like almost like maybe like a Will.i.am or something like that. But he was just, basically, end of the day is that he was just like, man, you know, everybody from where he's at does this music. So he's trying to come up. And at first he was tempted to just go that route, but his man was telling him, nah, you know, you're from this hood and everything, but your style or your persona is more geared to this, to stay yourself, be yourself. And I guess he met my pop down in Florida and got my number and called me. So I've never even seen my man, but he was obviously real intelligent young dude, and he was really emphasizing and really finding himself as a person and starting to really strengthen himself in terms of putting himself out there and making sure that he's being himself and he's being different, you know what I'm saying, unique. So, like, just to say what you were saying, basically, yeah, man, now, you know, nobody wants to think anymore, man. It's like, hey, okay, this is winning, and we need 50 of those. Like, nah, man, stop it. But I think, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, man, but I really feel the power of this, that conspiracy, man, that corporate thing with the radio thing. It's like they're driving artists to have to be like that. Unfortunately, a lot of these artists aren't strong enough to go, you know what? Because really, are we really a, I don't know, I don't even know if you could be called, the term could really be called an artist when you just successfully figure out how to niche into this game and do whatever it takes to win. I think you're just a brilliant, you're like a, I don't know, like you're like a chameleon musician, scientist. Like an artist is free of all these kind of things. This way you're like a money-making, calculating, brilliant dude with some music talent. You see what I'm saying? Like they should make a new word for it, but it shouldn't really. I guess it's some kind of artist, but I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
Well, no, you're right, because an artist, regardless of what it is, in the true
an artist should be leading the way by bringing something new.
And being able to do what they want, because that's the form of expression that they're using to be an artist.
Exactly.
You know what? But we got, you know, some callers definitely want to chop it up with you. I got to go into this music. I'm going to go into this delusional. We got Curious George. OG on the line. Don't go nowhere, homie. I know I got some people who want to chop it up with you, but they definitely got to hear.
I'm here, man. I'm going nowhere. I'm in the car, man. We're doing this real lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. So go into this delusional. I already got some requests where I'm curious, but I'm going to come back before that. So Doffel Radio,
nice.
Curious, man, these rappers is delusional, homie. Come on.
Delusional. The act, the process of delusion. State of being deluded. A false belief or opinion labored under the belief that success is at hand. Take you on a ride.
chicken noodle soup with the soda on the side. So uptight, trailer load of pride. 6 million wear shoes, one, you decide. Get the rockin' Led Zeppelin in a heyday. Mention him for mic record on a melee. Concentrate like a sniper, then I raise a room. I like to watch them brace theyself before I say the truth. Blast off contact, meet ear, read news headlines. Please, bitch, fall back. Maybe I'm delusional beyond unusual. Sure to feel it's mutual. Fuck rap. Polish up the stripes for my bravery. Christianity really condones slavery? Night on the town, talent I would pay to see. I'm backed up on Con Ed and the game will be. These games, all that he, she, blame. You get off the C train, kill your fucking ass, I won't refrain. Got a problem, step right up and tell me something. You ain't gonna tell me nothing, punk, I can tell you frontin'. A little drunk, but I still remember it. Said we'd all be straight when September hit. Every choice I make seems to have a backlash. Best way to whoop them back is to stack cash. Killer rap disappearing and a blurring. I'll be the him to whom they were referring. Extra clown shit I ain't hearing. Rapper smelling right like the most urine. Come on. This Amarillo P100 SEA. Hold on, lay. Succeeding everywhere, always. All day. Getting right through it, no foreplay. Olay. You getting down and curious. Okay. Okay. Feeling like we've seen it all before. Taking it over, give it all to y'all. That's right, it's offered every time they hear me spitting this. Master this, so hazardous, really living this. I fold, give me a second, we gon' get it right. And we gon' keep on swinging into the dead of night. Better sight, vision impaired, orange and red alike. And I can't see nobody out here with a better mind. Delusional, as usual. But G'd up is so unusual. Delusional, as usual. But G'd up is so unusual.
Yo, this is the Mecha Don CO Smooth and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the R-A-S, K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy,
Pimp Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Wow. One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Second Steel, Smith & Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This your man, the original Dirty Vine Scoundrel, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Die For Radio on the place to be. I got my OG homie Curious George in the house. You already know. California to New York getting it in. So tell these people for a little bit, too, what you got going on new, what they can look forward to. That delusional was hot, so they're already going to want to try to find that. What's new in your world, 2014?
You got that Pythagorean?
Yes, I do.
You need to rock that one. That's and it's short, too.
Okay, hey, go ahead and introduce it. I'll rock it right now.
Yes, sir. This is Pythagorean, produced by my man JMP. Curious, check it out. Die For Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. JMP, let's get him. In another world I'm breezing, finding some cohesion, picture perfect right here now, for no apparent reason, curious season greetings, howdy, no treason, sneezing, Nordica peacoat, shit is freezing anyway, rhyme hotter than the sand that's on the border, these boys scared like they plan is landing in the water, a ditch is so well deserved for acting out of order, words going way further than just standing on the corner, unique performer, Shout outs to every borough. NYC is to the death, but only if you're thorough. The way we get it poppin', we don't need a damn referral. In the club laughing, bugging out, fucking Will Ferrell. The rappers lollygagging, somebody body bagging. Past week, I'm high as fuck, so I'm hardly on the wagon. Not really for the bragging, bitch, but what's cracking? Been a minute, getting the car, spinning into action. Divine blind fury, mine is in a hurry. Rubio, they lazy on the pine, Eddie Curry. No worries, be in good hands, yeah, like Allstate. Straight to recreate more fans than Allstate. It's all great, it's all gravy, go crazy. Old lady, good pussy, no baby, so wavy. Get it while it's hot, I'm chefing. Before you know it, lines around the corner, no question. Super undisputed, slept on, they probably booted. Highly recruited, I'll be lying saying they knew it. Now ask him if he give a sheet, probably tell you just a little. Boy, be going beast mode, like a pack of fucking Skittles. Rappers with the same flow, sweet takes the rainbow. Cock the hammer back, body him for the same dough. Crawl a mission, cashing in, seatbelt fastening. Cruise through the old block, rerun, what's happening? Cloud of smoke disappear, poof, and he's back again. Reason why, mystery, theory. Pythagorean.
Yes, sir.
For radio. Woo!
Yeah.
Eat.
Yep. Yeah. Good looks.
Definitely. I'm going to hit this 239 caller just timed in. 239, you live on Dot 4 Radio with Dyer Lansky and Curious George. What's happening?
Yo, what's up? I'm on?
Yeah.
You are. You live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Dyer? This is man, coming through showing some love to you.
This is who you cut out just a little bit. My bad.
Oh, my bad. This is Cali G, man.
Cali G in the house, man. We rocking out with Curious George from New York. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to you, your album, your movement, the support, my G. You already know, man.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
So we sitting here having a conversation here with Curious George, and definitely he's worked with some of the greatest. And big shout out to MF Doom, by the way, huge MF Doom fan.
Yes,
you know, Cali, I'll ask you, you know, as an independent artist, with people having access as they do to just be able to do music and put it out there on iTunes and everything themselves, and even if it's whack, do you still feel this digital era is still to our advantage, I guess you could say.
Man, that's something I think about almost probably every damn day. I probably think about that too much, man. Honestly, you know, their opinions, and I think that, you know, people want to be part of hip hop, rap, and they want themselves, and you know, and you have. Has their scene, everybody has their crowd and everything that likes it. But when it's just so watered down, when you really can't sing and you're adding all this stuff on, or you, I heard him earlier, what's his name? Curious George?
Curious George, correct.
Yeah, I heard him talking about, you know, how, you know, it used to be a bunch of different instruments and you had your different singers, your tracks, and you getting your money, you getting what's paid for it. You know, just a keyboard and one singer and everything. And, you know, music listeners, you are getting robbed. But for the new kids, they don't know that better. You know? So, yeah. You know, I'm torn in between. I'm all for people making music and trying to, you know, everybody's trying to. But there are some of us that just protective. You know, I have no bad feelings towards, you know, people that are just getting this quick bucks and putting out this little, you know, maybe bubblegum stuff. I don't want to disrespect anybody's stuff, but man, it's hard on us right now though. It really is, and I'm trying to struggle to keep it in there and keep just good thorough music and not try to, you know, so I can get me some airplay, what it may be.
Sure.
That's what's up, and you know, going to Curious real quick too, you know, and I said this earlier, we've all been independent artists at one time. What's some advice you can give some of these independent artists, Curious?
Man, you know what? To keep it all the way a dollar, man, I really like in this setting of this environment and how the scene is and stuff, yo, I'm like a new Jack again too, in terms of like getting this marketing down and trying to target my demographic and getting my music out there. Like, I have not mastered this independent game. I'm learning it as I'm going. So in terms of, like,
the approach to the game and how to get it heard and all that, I really don't have that much to offer. Just in terms of, like, you know, the SoundCloud and the social networking, like the typical thing that I think most of these guys probably a little ahead of me on now. In terms of being an artist and putting yourself out there, I know that now and any other time, people are attracted to when the truth. When we are ourselves and we do things and be artistic and don't be scared to be original, especially when we're not, when we're independent artists, we're not trying to cater. We can't cater to the regular cookie cutter stuff or whatever's winning, quote unquote, on the radio. So the kids, when they're home logging on to your video, they don't want to just see you rapping on the corner. And I know because I've done a million of them rapping on the corners, and I'm like, I'm not doing that, especially not at the stage of the game that I'm at. You could have no budget, but be creative, be intelligent, be funny, be yourself, you know what I mean? So I think that that's the only thing I can really offer, man, is say that, and that's probably been said a million times.
Well, yeah, it's been said, but, you know, I don't know. I got to say that because being independent back then was a whole fucking different thing. Like, I mean, and
see,
I ask people, what would you rather have? I'll switch it, though, a little bit. What would you rather have right now, be signed to a major or just be able to be self-sufficient independently?
I'm sure you're doing.
I'm not saying you're not, but just in
I'm struggling, fam. I'm struggling. Like, you know, like I get good months and I get not good months. So I haven't gotten my boat, and I still got to work and do all kinds of stuff to get everything. I got two kids, you know, it's far from cheery. But if I had the choice, my man, I would easily be independent. And, you know, if you're comfy, oh, hell yeah, you're calling your own shots, doing your own thing. You got your own co-audience. You don't got to kiss nobody's ass or run around and have somebody telling you how to make records. No way. That's when I look at my brother Doom, and I'll be like, yo, man, I don't know the ins and outs of him, especially now that he's over there, stuck. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, like, geographically. But just in terms of career-wise and how he did it, I just take my hat off and salute him a million times because I'm just like, that's, you know, on the surface, that's the perfect career to me.
Yeah. No,
you know what I mean?
And I agree. Well, look, we had, you know, I'm a huge, huge Boot Camp fan. Mm-hmm. And I think, honestly, Boot Camp has been like Black Moon to help the Skelter to any of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, Sean P.
Sean, man, they've been successfully independent for a long time.
Shout out to my brother Sean P. Too. That's a good.
Yeah,
thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it is you know, it is interesting because, you know, even though they're independent like that, there was a time and era where Boot Camp was on front page, underground and independently, they was front page. And I have that. I say this too, and my listeners that I have, I apologize for repeating myself. But a lot of my younger crowds, they always ask, you know, well, who's some of your favorite groups? And I always bring up Boot Camp. That is one of my favorite groups ever. And they're like, well, yeah, I'm not really familiar with them. And I'll be like, okay, you've seen Notorious, right? I'm like, yeah, I've seen Notorious. I'm like, all right, well, after Lil Kim and Biggie meet, they do their thing in the bedroom. She turns on the radio, starts rapping this song called Who Got the Props? They're like, oh, yeah, that's my jam. I'm like, well, then how do you not know who the fuck Boot Camp is? But, again, it's this era. I can't blame if they're born later or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but then all of
the... If you didn't get to live it, like, you know, because a lot of kids, they're studious. They go back, they do their homework, they know it. But it's like, now, this music, whatever we got to say about certain aspects of the music now, this is the backdrop. This is the background music. This is the score for their life. This is the score for when they first got some pussy. This is the score for when they... First, I don't know, hung out on the roof and smoked weed. You know, whatever, these songs, these are the ones that are in there, is in their psyche. You see what I'm saying? Just like Boot Camp or whatever was in your psyche. You know what I mean? So it's hard to, like, you know, you could get somebody to know and do their homework, but it's hard for them to ever taste it the way you do. You know what I'm saying? Because you were right there.
Okay, so I'm going to do normally on Saturdays on Die 4 Radio, it's called What's the Joni Show, which is my fam, Sneak Rothstein. He hosts it. He had a little family issues come up, so definitely I'm here and just privileged to be here. Die For Radio is my baby anyway, so I'm always there anyways. But he does a thing on Saturdays with Word Association. I promised him I would do this, okay? So I'm going to say a word, and you just basically give me, you know, a word or two afterwards, just whatever first pops in your mind, okay?
Cool.
Third base.
Green.
Okay. Jungle Brothers.
Harlem.
That's what's up. Constipated monkey.
Funky.
Now I gotta say this, and you know, if it's a couple words, it's fine. But hip hop.
Love.
Culture.
Love.
Future.
Love.
That's a beautiful thing. I'm not gonna go into too many more, but I definitely had to. Had to bring that up. I actually had a conversation with a group of people on Facebook about 3 nights ago that asked, you know, who third base was, because I heard that, you know, they were glad that you know, a white person was finally successful in hip-hop, being Eminem.
Uh-huh.
And I can name a bunch, but, you know, I go directly to
Beastie Boys.
Some, you know, Search, and I mean, these pioneers for this shit, you know, even to the Beastie Boys, you know what I'm saying? But
you could go like to like producers like Paul C, you know, rest in peace. He was he taught a large professor how to, you know, how to work that 1200 or whatever. But whatever, you know what I mean? So yeah, you got a couple there that were definitely successful.
Yep, absolutely. So I just gotta say, man, man, salute to you, my G, and I'm definitely going to be...
Thank you. Salute.
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely going to be talking to you behind the scenes. I definitely got some stuff going with Die For Radio and Die For Productions, that I definitely...
Holler at me, man. I like what you're doing here, man. You know what I'm saying? I like what you're doing, and this is my first time on here and tuning in, because I'm not telling you, man, I'm not the computer guy, but I already catching the gist of what you got popping and what you got cooking over here, man. I'm fucking with you.
That's what's up. So I'm going to follow up with you probably tomorrow and give you a little bit of info on what we're doing over here. And then also I want to get all your info as far as to put on dot4productions.com. Definitely get your music out.
Let me get some drops for you, man. I'm hearing all my people on there. I'm like, damn, why I get on there?
No. Definitely get the drop, and then I'm going to drop this. I'm curious because these people on Twitter have been blowing me up for it. So give your last shout-out, get the Die For drop. I'm going to be hollering at you in the next day or two, and we're going to get it cracking.
Yes, sir. Let's do it, man. Yo, shout-out to Die For Radio. I'm going to go with it like that, man, coast to coast. I don't know where y'all at. Y'all in the Bay? You're in L.A.? Where y'all?
In L.A. I'm in L.A.
L.A. Okay, nice. Shout-out to the whole L.A. Well, shout-out to the whole West Coast for that matter, man, and just all the people that love hip-hop, man. You know what I mean? And just good music, man, you know what I mean? I know we went into some discussions about music, but, like, by no means think that I dislike or I hate, like, music done by artists. Like, there's stuff that's funky. I just see what direction the corporations are trying to go with it. So I'm seeing that, and that's the part I don't like. But never artists doing their thing, man, because we got funky, fresh talent and everything. It's just once them dollars get involved, man. So I'm going to be quiet on that note and tell everybody out there, stay true, man. Be themselves, man. And rock out. Let's change the course of how things are going. If we don't like it, let's change it.
Absolutely. One, and again, just one. Big salute to you. Big shout out to you. We're going to be talking
Thank
behind
you,
us. And by
man,
the way.
I appreciate that. It's never about me, you know what I mean? But I'm glad to be here, so thank you.
No, we're glad you're here. My whole following is glad you're here. My whole movement is glad you're here. This is part of why I'm here. So salute.
Well, I appreciate you, man. And I'm here for you. So you got my number. Holler at your boy. I'm always out here.
Man, New York to Cali, that's the way we do it. Right now, this is
curious. Can't wait to get back out there, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, you already know we're going to talk. You out here, we got shit cracking. So don't even trip.
Let's get it popping.
Yeah, absolutely. Until then, I'm going to leave them curious. This is one of my favorites for sure. One of them, should I say. There's plenty, people. Let's do
back,
the Doppel Radio. Curious George.
Yes,
come on.
Yes, sir. Doppel Radio.
check. Start the analysis. Why am I placed in a situation whack as this? Inquiring mind wants to know. Curious draws creativity from the mind and then slow. At times I think I'm nice, clutch my genitalia with the type of rhyme that'll derail ya. Train of thought, 2-3 uptown. On the iron horse, self-esteem slows down. A humble type of fella, I count my blessings true, but I'm counting more blessings than I count loot. Got a heart full of kindness, pocket full of liberals. Everywhere I go, yo, trying to avoid the pitfalls. I understand things don't come easy. Trying to stay away from those who sleep. These ways portray the reflects on the business. I want to know why, George, because I'm curious. I'm all back cause my rocket's on the ride.
Hell no.
With the surface, I still got ties. Besides, what goes up has got to come down. I know the day'll come when I'm broken back around my old block cool. Cause I love everyone, from my man Big Tone on down to Little Damien. And then I'm thinking of the past, reminiscing on a 40. Alcoholism started back when I was shorty. I praise the Lord, my soul to keep. And think of how peaceful it is when I sleep. Cold lamping in my rest, all the stress and pain. Combination for success, razor and a vein,
yeah.
Maybe. But my inner self saves me. Got me in control when I'm feeling crazy. Peace to my mother, you know I love ya. And to my dog Samson, I love you too.
Radio in the building. What just a beautiful night. I'm actually going to go back to my dude, Cali G. You still rocking on Dafo Radio?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's up, man?
No, just chilling. But, you know, I appreciate your opinion and everything you're saying because what you said isn't playing both sides of the table. It's respecting the craft that you want for yourself.
Right.
Constructive criticism on what you don't necessarily feel yourself, but you still have an overall picture of the master plan of what hip-hop should be. And I think that's important because, again, if you have a dude that's out there slanging drugs, on parole, probation, gangbanging this
right.
and that, and all of a sudden he can rap even if he's using Fruity Loops and his hustle is immaculate because of his lifestyle, and we're going to hate that now
right.
he's making legal money if we don't like the music, that's insane.
Right.
That's absolutely
right.
insane. So
exactly.
There is a big difference, and I like that you did. I say play both sides of the table. I don't mean it in that entirely as far as the negative sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
But we have to be open-minded about some of this stuff, regardless of what our favorite
right.
genres are.
Right, because, you know, I mean, the music that you hear, the same type of songs, like right now, like when I hear that radio, when I listen to the radio, all I hear is this and the beat just, hey, 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 mm-hmm. hey, that's all I hear. Like in Denver. Here, you know what I mean? But this is you know, there's a crowd for that. And, you know, as much as I don't like a lot of stuff, I have to respect that this person hustled, and he has that fan base. I can't be mad that he has this large fan base. I can have an attitude or something, or be, you know, kind of, how come so many people like this? The fact that that person, whatever, you know.
Well, you know, too, one thing I got to say is I'll do shows, and with people that I don't necessarily like their music, maybe the way it sounds on stage or even the genre like we're talking about. But yet they'll come up to me and be like, you know, yo, I love your music. I love what you're doing. I loved it, you know, this and that. And then it actually, I start connecting with them, and you find out that these dudes are really out there hustling, and they only have so much that they can do in their studio or anything like that, to where it's like, you know, sometimes they just need that one person to believe in them and kind of lead the way a little bit. But, you know, that's definitely the way, you know, the way it goes. I think we're having a little technical difficulties with Cali G. I'm about to bring him back in just in a second. I'm going to hit this Master Ace, speaking of substance and everything. 1970-something. Come on. Die for radio.
I was raised to the sound of the 70s, earth, wind, and fire sounded so heavenly. Ohio players and Curtis Mayfield, Aretha Franklin's picture on a playbill, Al Green in a tight suit, all white, Minnie Ripper saying high notes all night. Mom's even had a box full of 45s, put the needle down, yeah, that sounds sort of live. Sound like the kind of groove I could rap over. Got drunk off the beat, then I was back sober. Bring that part back, yeah, I'ma murder that. Donny Hat on a track with Roberta Flack.
High record in the what?
In the bag.
In the bag.
Sneak him out, but she noticed that they're gone.
Gotta think.
I don't know.
Should I rap off my mom's favorite song?
Better hope I don't scratch it, or that's it. I'ma get my ass kicked, that's a classic. Can't explain that, I was just borrowing it. Mom's on a rampage looking for a parliament. And Donny Hathaway feeling like a castaway, hiding in grandmom's room more than half the day. If I tell her that a parliament at Brian crib and nobody home now, I'ma be a crying kid. But it's seeming like I'm safe for the time being. My uncle getting all the blame for what I'm seeing. I just gotta lay low like a snake belly. It's a sticky situation like grape jelly. I'm on a Titanic or some other boat. Got my mother and a brother at each other's throat.
Marvin!
What?
Why you brought in my record?
I ain't touch your record.
I know you was in
I
my
ain't
record.
Nothing with your record.
I know,
you better hope mommy never find out. Cause if she does, then that's your ass. You know damn well, if you touch one and you get caught, that'll be your last.
And the year is.
The final act. Brian's at the door with a black and red knapsack. Came to bring the vinyl back. I put it back before anybody notices. He said close call, I said yeah I noticed it. But I got away with it like the perfect crime. And made the fresh tape, man it was worth the time. And aggravation and stress almost made a mess. She'd have found out it's me, she would've laid the rest. But I'm over like a fat rat. That was smart, it's a good thing you hit him in that backpack. It feels so good to get that out the way. Now I'm out the door, back out to play. I'm about to say, these are the good times like Chic. And then I hear my mom shriek.
Duval, get back in here. How did my record get scratched? I know you did it. Go get my belt.
Come on, Ma.
That's it. Get my belt. Now.
Come on, Ma.
Yo, this is Redman in the building. Of course. Gilla House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course. When I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course, I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio. Redman in the building. Y'all smoke one. and may Spud be with you. Let's get it. Die for Radio.
The Die for Radio. I think I got my man Kelly G back on the line. Excuse the technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely can hear you now. We got everything hooked up.
Okay.
I busted out some duct tape, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. So before we get out of here, because we're in a little bit of overtime right now, tell these people just a little bit about yourself and where to find your project, man, and your social, your Twitters, everything like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my name, like my boy said, I'm Cali G, man. I'm out of Pomona, California. Man, I got an album out right now, G Classic. 15 tracks are just fire, and I know everybody says that about the album and everything, but go ahead on Spotify. Spotify me first if you don't want to, you know, go on iTunes and buy the album first and you don't want to just go somewhere, you know, blindfolded. Go on Spotify, check me out. I guarantee any song that pops up, you're going to feel it, you're going to love it. I'm a man that, you know, I pride myself with hooks. I'm a student of this music, and I pride myself with the hooks, and, you know, I'm a damn good rapper at that also. You know, my flow is tight, and you guys going to be able to check that out, man. I'm out here. I'm actually based in Riverside right now, and we locking it down out here through San Bernardino, Ontario, just trying to move on up, man. I've been rapping for a while, but this is my first project. This is my first album, G-Classic, and it's beautiful. And I represent Grim Reality Entertainment. It's an independent record label based out here in California. Big up to JP the Hustler, Necro G, Sonny Jones, and everybody else on the label, man. And Dyer, man, I'm impressed, man. This is the first time I've been on online radio. Actually, that last time I called in, this is the first time I ever, like, called in and actually, like, listened. And I'm loving this, man, and you got me hooked.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And you, anybody out there listening, you can request any song off of his album starting next week, starting on actually the Tuesday show. So any of your fans want to call up and get something played, obviously it's going to be in the queue, ready to go.
Okay.
We'll be definitely working it like that. And other than that, my G, you're going to be on the show very, very soon. So,
yes, sir.
You know, we'll promoting that, and definitely going to link up because Riverside is my hometown. You know, big shout out to your wife, you know, one of my from back in the day, and I can say that honestly.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, baby. What's up, girl? Yeah.
Big shout out to Riverside.
Yeah,
appreciate the support, and yeah, man, definitely. I'm going to keep you in tune, keep your, you know, your fam in tune so people can, you know, join in because the conversations we have, and look, you know, I'm part of this coalition with Justified and everybody and this and that.
Right, right.
He has their different shows, and although I have artists on here and going to play their music, I'm also not going to stop good conversation. And, you know,
right.
We started the show today with Tajay from Souls of Mischief. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, middle
okay.
of the show was Cutmaster Cool V. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And then with Curious
mm-hmm.
George, there's definitely conversations out there that need to be heard by some of these younger artists. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And,
definitely.
And that's a beautiful thing. I don't mind having a talk show, if you will.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, this is cool. I mean, like, this is hip-hop. This is what
yeah.
we do. When we're in the studio, we're bullshitting. We're talking the politics, and we're doing the music. You know what I mean? We're talking about what we agree with, what we don't agree with. The older homies that's in the studio is giving the younger ones game, and you know, and this is what it is. This is the real, man. This I'm loving this shit. I'm not even just saying that. I'm really loving this shit.
Appreciate it, homies. Obviously, I'm gonna be talking to you behind the scenes. Go ahead, give your last shout outs. I'm gonna leave him with this Marco Polo stand up, and we can get off this airlines. I'm gonna hit the studio. He's gotta hit the. But we talked. He's gotta hit. Go ahead, give your last shout out, Charlie G.
All right, hey, y'all go out there, get that G-Classic album available on iTunes, everywhere on your major online retailers. Grim Reality Entertainment, we up in here. Y'all going to be hearing a lot. Radio, the shit. I'm here. I'm hooked.
That's what's up. Go ahead, give me a dot for radio drop, man.
Hey, this is Cali G, and you are listening to Dot 4 Radio. Damn it.
That's what's up. Hip hop stand up. I'll see y'all next week. Appreciate all the callers. Appreciate all the support. Cali G in the house. His whole movement gonna be in the house representing hip hop. Let's do this. Marco Polo with Torrey and Rusty Jux. Actually, no, you know what? No. I'm gonna do this Tragedy Gaddafi with Lil Fame because hip hop needs to stand up right now. Dotful Radio. See you next week, people. Come on.
Aquatic, how I got it, neurologist can't spot it. When I rhyme like King Tut soon before his flesh rotted. Frank Matthews in rhyme form, Osiris, verbal, carnivore, we marauders and riders. We the greatest who did it, my cerebral is sick. I clap from a driver's side while I'm steering the whip. The buildings in my hood bleed every time that I spit. Dead G's rise from the grave, nobody raised me. I'm just a boss that's self-made, salute the pedigree. Never old school, just a veteran in perfection. When I spit it like a nigga facing lethal injection. You ain't cut from the same fabric, it's tragic. I ain't got a rhyme, I breathe on the beat, and it's a classic. Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ, but fuck that. I'm a modern day messiah with might. Master the flow hard, all I know is to go hard.
You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out.
I rhyme like immortals and titans when I'm writing. Lightning striking the Vatican Church is quite frightening. Sultan of the street, Dalai Lama rap. Queens back in the building where y'all never be at. Yeah, don't stop, get it to this game. I'm committed, I write it and live it. Spit it the most vivid. I am lyricism at its finest, your highness. When I'm rhyming like I'm fighting off 100 lions. Tyrant in defiance, who's jumping from Mount Zion. Molecular structure, make a swagged out rapper suffer. Bang unexpectedly, like media's over Russia. Immaculate Mac and all black, the villain struck. So no matter what, no matter what, shorty swallowed the molly up, homie, but I ain't mad at her. I damage a Similac rapper who lacks stamina. The generals live on deck, I see you standing up.
You in
up.
The presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out.
On spitting vagina monologue. We the carnivores and monocores. What they rhyming for? Smack a rapper back to BC like a dinosaur. Assassinate tracks like the mob did the Hyman Raw. Thick dialogue, predator rhyme, piranha jaws. Modern day Romans when we crucify you on the cross. Last of a dying breed, a rare species. My solo release, these impeccable DC.
You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out.
My brain just like a rifle, stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split, play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit, verbal assassin, my architect pleases, when I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus, Nasty Knives is a rebel to America, police murderer, I'm causing hysteria, my troops roll up with a strange force, I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard, put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard, kidnapped the president's wife without a...